It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. No. I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants like uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day. I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw it down, and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like, what?
How often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
You think I'm some slapper wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some slapper wet pussy for you to fuck?
I think that.
Aggravation.
All right, let's shut my Vaughn's mic off.
Aggravation.
Yeah, you're not drunk enough.
I'm tired of using gold just for energy. I want real gold things.
Okay. So dumb. So white.
We're the Aristocrats.
No.
All right, aristocratsradio.com is the website.
On the webcam is Vaughn.
Is that working?
We got
is
the,
it working?
Yeah, we got the Vaughn camera.
Is it on Vaughn right now?
Why is it on
it
me?
Is on Vaughn.
It's just Vaughn, pure Vaughn.
All day.
Turn it a little
How's
bit.
How's
that
be camera
on you?
Big enough? And Steve what? Has a... I'm going to put it back on Vaughn.
Yeah, put it back
he
on
is
me. Come on.
The bling zerker tonight.
And I wish the Vaughn would hush, hush. Get it? Hush.
Yep. Uh-huh. And I'm the funny one, remember
So
that.
This chat room is pretty gay.
Why, what is it doing now?
Well, no, it's just that when the show before us is over...
Oh, that thing.
Everyone gets kicked out, and then everyone has to sign back in for the next show.
Gotcha.
And that's...
It fucking takes a dump, and you gotta reload. It
which
sucks,
means there
man.
Might actually yeah. be people out there who just don't feel like logging back in.
Well, which is the case, because there was like... 8 people in there, and now there's 3.
Good.
Awesome. Glad we're
well,
doing the crowd.
Well, actually, 2.
Oops.
Chris and Christine.
Nice.
That's
the way I like
Chris is on it.
That's Thank a, you for Christine
we're bashing
for
the new chat system well, while the boss is sitting in the room.
Well, what am I going to do? Oh, suck his dick?
Play. It's the preferred no. audience.
I just,
Dude,
you know, it's...
whatever it takes, man.
Yeah. but we do have a fancy new webcam.
That's it, and that's yes. all.
A Vaughn cam. So, but, you know, whatever. He's going to try and figure out a way where we can... Do this seamlessly.
Really gonna get a lot of listeners with Vaughn.
Oh
on
man,
I know.
Oh yeah, you with the fucking Viking.
What am I
on.
Listening to? Oh! And they'll just like go
I'm
off.
Going
to something
zoom
else.
In on Vaughn, and there oh we God. Are. So we are the Aristocrats at aristocratsradio.com. We are live on Cringe Humor Radio. You can go to cringehumorradio.com, and you can listen live Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 p.m. till midnight,
and later
until we get better
or later.
Hours,
or later or earlier. You never know.
It could be.
It's true. Mean? We've gone early.
That's it, and that's all.
And so, yeah. I'm Derek, with me as always, in order of importance, Matthew.
Why am I second?
And then Matthew, and then Matthew.
Yeah. And then there's Steve, number one.
White power.
Then we have Steve, number two.
Yep.
Also in the room, we have Horn Lauren, our...
Hi.
Our resident guest getter. We also have producer Carly.
And that's it.
What about
right?
your dog?
Oh, and we have Lola.
Beef and Barley.
In the chat, we
in the
have
chat room, we have Christine.
You totally just went past Steve, number two.
No, he didn't.
I was third, baby.
He was third.
He was number three.
Really?
Yeah. Someone's missing.
He was over Vaughn.
Who?
Oh,
who's that?
That's right, Vaughn.
Who? Oh, fuck Vaughn. He has his own camera.
What if she's showing off his Z tattoo? What does that mean, anyway?
You forgot about your Luke Skywalker.
Talk about later.
Talk
about later.
Oh, yeah. I got
now?
My Star Wars figurines.
I don't think you want to show that.
We do.
He might.
You have a walking stick?
That is Carly's.
You have we a have fucking a, Willow stick.
We have at least two computers that can play Star Wars Galaxies.
Data.
Actually, I have three.
We have three
now. I do pop it up on the laptop.
You have a jar of change that you're collecting.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And a bird that's asleep.
And that's about
how many,
it.
How many pennies in that jar?
Anything else?
I don't know.
How about we don't give a shit?
And you got a couple throw pillows and Vaughn.
A TV news reporter.
What do you think?
How about we stop talking about his dingy apartment?
Let's see. The boss likes me. The guy from Japan likes me. I don't care.
The guy from Japan...
Vendo.
Never said he liked you.
Yes, he did. No. He said I was funny. You even read
it.
It
was a diplomatic,
it was
pragmatic
hysterical.
Statement.
The only reason he's saying that is because
it was hilarious.
It was not funny.
You're still a hole. Calm down. Let's continue going.
Apparently somebody else likes you, Vaughn.
Look, yo, Vaughn, you said Ingrid Bergman. This is Ingmar Bergman. You fucking retard. Ingrid Bergman's a woman, you asshole.
Asshole.
Ingmar Bergman is some fucking asshole
fucking
Jew
listen.
That I don't care
now
about.
Now you're it's listening because you've got, what are you, five sheets to win now there, drunk face?
Suck my balls.
You came but here I'm, with a fucking Viking helmet on. I would have loved to see you driving past me.
I didn't wear it, dickhead.
You did so. You probably
you should have. He couldn't sit in his car.
I know, exactly. My head's touching the roof and it is.
You're
you
a fucking... Your pinhole, pinhead fucking ass. Driving with your
pinhole.
Driving with your head out the window.
You know what my mommy makes when she sews my pants together because I rip them every day because I'm a fat piece of shit.
Fat piece of shit.
I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
It's
no,
true.
You're not. Wait, you are drunk, but you're not
I'm not sorry, but I'm drunk.
So, Vaughn, apparently somebody else likes you.
What's who's
ooh.
That?
Christine.
Oh, that's right. You have a little
Christine,
a little Potter in your life.
You have a little, you have a little kindling starting to flare up.
Ethan always did love his Maddie.
I listen to that show.
JK rolling in the sheets with her.
Wow. JK, just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. So what's his name?
Harold.
Herman the horrible.
No, come on, boy.
Herman the hung.
I really hope your wife kills you someday.
That might happen.
Me too.
He's yeah. married.
It's slowly happening every day.
Anyway, so the story is Vaughn went to the Harry Potter book opening grand...
Sadness.
Daycare.
It's already sizing up to be the best porno ever, just by the introduction.
And you,
Harry Potter. I said that. Harry Potter. I want to direct it.
I like I Harry Potter.
Okay.
Tomato, tomato.
How about
so anyway?
Cooch.
You were saying?
So you met this gal.
A friend of hers works with my friend who had me go and do some.
So her cousin's niece's friend's neighbor's other friend.
So you met this girl.
Yeah.
How is she?
She's all right.
Is she hung?
Describe her. Is she hung? Like an African bull rhino.
Well, as we all know, Vaughn has very strange
habits?
Bed partners.
Bed partners?
In the past.
Wow.
Was he Britney Spears? What the fuck?
Bed partners.
Uh-huh.
That's horrible.
Well, what do you get there?
You had the clown?
Yes.
Okay. You had the girl who shat herself.
The miner.
What? Yes. I didn't know about that.
The Boy Scout troop.
Well, the blowjob from the 12-year-old.
Whoa.
What? Wow.
Whoa.
I don't remember. Something
whoa.
Like that.
Six, whoa. 16. You just dropped the
17,
bomb.
17, asshole.
17.
All right. You said 16 first.
No,
that's
he said
you.
16. I don't say 16.
I just heard you say 16.
I said 16.
17.
Go wear makeup.
And then you had like a 5 foot nothing, 300 and what?
What the
pound,
fuck?
Whoa.
Gal?
Whoa. How? Whoa, what? I never heard about that one.
How many
Well, yeah, and a couple of big girls.
She was yeah.
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 The black chick, as you called her.
Yeah.
And
the Cub Scout.
Cub Scout, shut up.
No, the brownie.
The wee blow.
The whole ego scout, yeah.
Then there was Dan.
What?
Dan Dunn.
So you were the one that blew him in the elevator and made him gag?
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Come on.
You fucking pinhead. Shut up.
Come on.
Pinhead.
Well, look at that. With that helmet, he looks like a fucking pinhead. Come on.
You pin needle.
He just needs like a little tuft of hair at the top of his head, and he's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That looks good.
You drunken fuck you.
He's Unicron.
He's Unis something.
You blew Dan in an elevator. You piece of shit. In school, nonetheless. He blew a man in school in the elevator.
are you retarded?
Yes, he is.
Actually. God damn.
So anyway.
We need like a director for this camera.
I love you, Dan. I'm just kidding.
It's true.
I don't love you, Dan.
So that's about it then? Is that all the info?
So she's a lovely gal.
Yeah.
So what's his what's his prize?
Older gal.
Yeah, she's a bit older. Yeah.
Sean Penn looks like
Matt. She's 30.
Oh. All right, well, you're 27.
I'll be 27 in a week from today.
That's
what's your birthday?
August 7th.
Oh, she'll teach you a new position besides missionary.
She's going to shove a thumb in your ass.
You ever do reverse cowboy?
Not with you, sir.
The black chick?
I didn't say that, faggot. Why is that on your mind?
So are you going to tune a boat with her?
You guys gonna rub pussies?
Tuna boat.
You're gonna rub pussies.
No, you've actually described it as a different name.
You're gonna rub pussies together.
This thing, Derek.
What thing's
bumping
that?
Bumping uglies?
Oh, the scissors.
Oh, okay.
It's also called
the fucking
tuna
clothespin or whatever it's called.
Tuna boat?
Is that with two girls or?
Yeah, it's two chicks.
I can see if I can get my vagina in there. Yeah,
it's called clam hut.
Well, we wish you all the best.
Yeah. I really didn't want to bring it up because.
Oh, whatever.
You didn't have to.
No.
Well, I heard right before we went on, Vaughn said he'll talk about it.
No, because Steve's like, I'm bringing it up anyway. I don't care.
I didn't say that. I didn't hear him say that.
No, Steve number two, the guy who said last week, yeah, I'll back you up, Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to be his protector.
Fucking
yeah.
Scum.
And actually, before the show, me, Steve, and Matt were eating. And I was saying how I was going to protect Vaughn the show. And
yep.
The first thing out of my mouth is an insult.
He lied.
Yeah, you lied.
It's too hard.
Bastard.
Well, I mean, Christ.
Well,
you know,
because I was supposed to go to that comedy show with you guys on Saturday.
You're supposed to, but you didn't.
Well, I
that was fun.
I had a
yeah,
date.
You missed out.
I do apologize. I wish I got to see it. I heard
you had a date?
I had a date.
That was the
night
he had a date. He was probably in that hotel, actually.
Oh.
Dude, we were in Red Bank most of the night.
Really? You went to Red Bank?
Woodbridge.
Yeah, why? I go to Red Bank.
We put up Aristocrat stickers.
You guys
picture you in Red Bank.
Did you text me on Saturday?
I might have. One of those days.
11 o'clock?
Friday or Saturday?
Friday, because I remember getting a text from you going, "Fucker, you get your drink." I was like, "What? Okay,
what?"
I don't remember being drunk, so
it was like 11:30, I think, 12 o'clock.
You usually don't remember that.
Well, I wasn't drunk either one of those days, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You didn't text us back, though.
I was at a movie.
Uh-huh. He was busy.
His fingers were busy.
No, I went to go see.
It's hard to text with one hand.
I went to go see Ghostbusters on a Friday night.
Wow,
that brand new movie, Ghostbusters.
No.
What?
The clear,
so who wins that one?
The Clearview in West Long Branch.
Yeah.
They call it classics on the weekends.
I've always thought that would have been a great idea for places to do that.
Yeah.
There's a couple places.
Yeah, like,
they do that in Middleburg Plaza, too. Cool. In,
it's like
Ocean.
$5, and they play different movies. I think they're doing Batman in 2 weeks.
They do every, like, Jaws and shit.
They're doing Never Ending Story next
week. The Trocadero in Philadelphia.
Never Ending Story
is
awesome.
Which Trocadero is fucking huge, so.
Yeah. They do it there, too?
Yeah. And but they have a bar there, so it's cool. So you can go there and drink and watch
I wish there was a bar. That would have been made it even funnier. But that movie's fucking hilarious. I forgot how much I love that movie.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
My favorite part is when Egon takes out like a little calculator or something, and he smacks out of his hand and goes, "Stop that!" I don't know why. I can watch it like 80 times in a row.
Well, that, like Back to the Future, is one of those movies, no matter what point it is when you catch it, you have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Not Back to the Future is probably... Nope. The greatest movie ever.
Yep. Back to the Future, really?
Like, seriously, like...
Pound for pound?
Not Star Trek.
Aside from maybe Godfather 1 and 2.
Pound for pound.
Ghostbusters is good, but I like Back to the Future the most,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. It's
but my favorite part is when he goes to give Egon the candy bar. And
he's
like,
it?
You've earned it. My favorite part ever.
Anything with
but,
Bill Murray is
but
good.
But seeing that movie in like on a big screen is just like, whoa. It just like totally reminds you of like...
It's true.
You never got to see it. Like, when I was like 5, I think, when that movie came out.
Yeah.
So it's like, it was like just blow your mind. And it's just like, we're just thinking
it's
about
a big
like,
deal.
We're like, even if like Bill Murray did nothing after that movie, he became like a recluse, alcoholic, you'd still remember him for that character, for Bateman, out of anything else. That and Caddyshack. That's two movies. If he did nothing
even
else.
Even Ghostbusters 2 was a good follow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what was it?
Like? I actually think Ghostbusters 2 is better.
I like it better.
Mm-hmm. What was it, like 10 years later?
Yeah.
A couple years.
It's a little more like, kind of like. Childish, a little more hokey.
Yeah, well, it's more like a cartoon episode.
Yeah,
converted.
I
into
love Ghostbusters 2.
Did you hear what they want to do?
No,
Ghostbusters 5.
They want to do a Ghostbusters 3, but they want to.
They're all like 60 years old.
Well, they can still pull it off.
They can still bust ghosts.
Anyway,
the haunted
fucking,
nursing home
from fucking beds and shit with IVs in.
Well, supposedly
Egon will pull up with a wheelchair with a proton pack strapped to it.
Supposedly, they want to do it in CG.
A proton fucking morphine drip.
Nice.
They want to do it in CG.
Really?
What? Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, with the voices or whatever?
Yeah, with the voices. I guess because they're too old. I guess that's why. But I think it would be an interesting movie if they actually all came back and did their characters. Ernie Hudson would actually get some money for one.
Yeah, right? It's the only movie he ever did. Yeah. Was Ghostbusters 2.
Well, is it the black guy?
Yeah. He did that in what? Oz. That was pretty much all I remember.
Is that the Negro?
Is that the colored folk? Winston Zeddemore.
Is that that colored fella?
Yeah, I think Collie wants to say something.
I was like, Zeddemore? The fuck Zeddemore?
No. Winston Zeddemore.
Oh. She's just posing.
Yep. Anyway.
You don't want to be on the camera?
No. Want to be off the webcam?
No! Where's no the camera!
We're on user plane.
Where's the webcam, though?
There's no camera from, like, day one. All right. Thank you.
There's the webcam.
I'll put it back on Vaughn's varicose legs.
Ew.
Ew.
That was a unanimous ew.
Slop.
Oh, fuck. Not far off.
I'm online.
Christina brings up the extreme Ghostbusters with the cartoon that had the guy in the wheelchair. Yeah. And I think the giant ape or whatever.
Yes.
It was uh-huh. just so well. They had like every minority and a guy in a wheelchair.
That was that one. That was like the kids one, though.
A
there
retard.
Was a normal, like the real Ghostbusters.
There was just Ghostbusters. Then there was the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And then there was.
Ghostbusters was kind of a ripoff, though.
Yeah. But then there's, extreme Ghostbusters.
Yeah, extremely bad ghost.
Extremely bad. They capture ghosts with barbed wire. And,
yeah, it was ridiculous.
Really?
It was like,
well, they're extreme.
I wouldn't second guess.
We capture ghosts with thumbtacks,
tables, ladders, and chairs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they bashed him with chairs.
They dropped the ring on his head.
Yeah, basically.
Exploding ring.
It's all dead hardcore wrestlers. They're capturing them.
You know, I had a thought at work the other day.
Oh no!
I thought it would be really funny. Just once, I want to see this. I want to see an old Jew with a shirt that says, "I survived the Holocaust, and all I got was this lousy tattoo."
All I got was this lousy tattoo.
That was the one you were saving?
Yeah.
And on the back of the shirt, it's a tattoo, like the numbers on the back on his arm. Numbers.
I survived the Holocaust. All I got was my dad's lampshade.
And little fake fibers on his shoulders where they shaved his head. That was so random.
That was my great joke that I thought was going to be gold, and bombed.
It totally bombed.
Remember that time we were at the mall and we were just making fun of these old people?
Yes.
Like, yeah, they're probably in the Holocaust, and then they had tattoos.
They did.
Numbered tattoos on the
forearms. I wasn't there, but I heard about it.
I was there. Yep, I was there.
I was on a ceiling fan.
Steve is hanging from the ceiling fan right now. Guys, don't make fun of me.
All right, well, I don't know where to go from here now.
Yep,
I don't know.
You could have waited until we had some like Jewish-related story.
Well, talking about my Saturday, I heard everybody else here. Well, I heard 4 years went to a comedy show in Woodbridge.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was
a lovely time.
It was very good. All the comedians I enjoyed. I thought they were all funny.
Yeah.
Definitely Conti was my favorite. I even said to him, he was doing a whole big like bit about like, you know, lack of self-confidence and stuff. And when his set was over, he came over. He's like, "Oh, how are you enjoying it?" Whatever. I'm like, "Oh, it's, you know, it's a good time." I was like, "I loved your set. It was great." And he's like, "Oh, get out of here, you know." I'm not asking you on a date, dude. I'm just saying you're fucking... That was good. I mean, accept it.
Take the fucking compliment.
He was funny. I liked it. That guy's awesome. I love him. He's great.
It was I mean, all the guys are good, but Conte...
Like, just his delivery and the things he talked
about. He was
the
only one I actually laughed out loud to.
Yeah, like,
I laugh out loud to it. Well, I do on the show, because we're a bunch of giggling girls.
Ridiculous.
But, like, if I'm watching a movie, I rarely, like, laugh out loud, unless I'm with a group, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was very funny.
Yeah, he was very good. I really liked a lot of the stuff he talked about and shit was just stuff that like I agreed with or would say. Or whatever, so.
I've been wanting to see him or Kenny from their show.
Oh, you should have showed up. You could have brought your your Potter.
Indeed.
We didn't. What time did you go? What time was the show at? Like 7 o'clock?
10.
Oh, was it 10?
Yeah.
No.
It was up till midnight.
We were. Hmm. I was up till later than that.
Uh-oh.
I was up till 12:01.
I was up till at least 12.
Doing the hippity dippity.
Ew.
Who put
doing the slobbity dobbity?
All right, stop there, Viking.
Bang, shebang, shebang.
Well, there was this group of blacks that showed up. I guess blacks.
You got to emphasize the blacks. No, darkies.
There was this fucking mixed potpourri bag of whatever.
Oh God.
You had
like purple,
you had
black, and brown guy.
Yeah, you had a gaudy dude representing. Some short.
Oh, as soon
Spanish
as he walked
kid.
In, he had the blowout hair.
Of course,
I was like, "Fucking hide, Lauren!"
He had a blowout.
Yeah.
She's gonna fucking run out to him.
You know, he had a blowout, and I wanted to blow his head out with a baseball bat.
Then you had the little Spanish guy with the goatee and the cornrows. Mm-hmm. One of those.
Then there was a little Mexican dude walking around like he was bulletproof. I seriously wanted to punch that guy because I hate people like that.
42.
He was seriously about 5 feet tall.
Yeah,
and he just walked around like he was king shit.
Just a couple
random blacks. and like white girls.
Can
and
we
shit.
Talk about how they pulled out of the parking lot?
Well, that well, let's get to that. Yeah, let's get to that. Though.
Is there? Yeah.
So they were there for the show or whatever, and then you know they sat kind of up front, and then they moved to the bar area, and a couple times I guess Joe he said nigga, I guess that was offensive.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Some people
he like knew that. Who they were.
Uh huh.
So I don't know if they're his friends or not. I mean like. He didn't make it seem that way, but
he yeah. said there were just all, people like, who were regulars. At
yeah,
the
yeah. So they're like hooting and hollering, and getting all pissed, and I guess
what did he say?
Yeah,
what did he say?
Is that Michael Richards up there?
Did
what,
he say
what
that?
What the hell is wrong with him?
Did he just say that? Hell yeah. No.
So eventually they leave and stuff, and then at the point where we're leaving and staying outside, they all got every single one of them got into like a Too Fast, Too Furious.
It was
car.
Like it was like fucking. It was like Swingers, but with rice burners. Like they all had their own car, and they yeah. all pulled out.
Yeah, they all had their own fucking version of a Subaru or a Nissan that was souped
nice.
Up. It was it's, so yeah. gay.
All different colors. Each yeah. one was a different color.
It was like a gay pride fucking parade of just invalids.
They were the most annoying people. They were the most yeah. annoying people. They had no business being there.
Yeah, they just made the whole atmosphere uncomfortable.
Yeah, they made it very uncomfortable for
it's
for
like,
me,
are they going to riot? Because they yeah. were about to.
Because anytime anyone said black, they would just pipe up. What?
But the Mexican guy said that.
Yeah.
The black
Italian.
People didn't even care. He's like, what'd they say?
In fact, somebody made a joke about black people. It wasn't even that like bad, but whatever. And then there was like a lull. And the one guy goes, it's funny because it's about black people or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they were freaking, so they were heckling the whole day?
Yeah. Like, they were
a little
like,
bit.
Really fuck loud. Yeah. There was one or two instances mm-hmm. where fucking I was just like, yeah.
It was that stupid one with the black hat and the t-shirt that was like too
that
big.
That guy, yes. That's what I'm talking
one.
About.
Yeah.
That's
was
the one who was like
ass.
4 foot two.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shit, I'm going to fuck somebody up.
But the big
step ladder, I'm going to hit him in the face.
The bulletproof black guy, he was the one that was like.
Fucking 50 cents?
Like popping up every time someone said black.
At least if it was 50, I'd be like, oh, that's a big, you know, spook. I'd respect him. You know?
Wow. I respect for you, spook.
A penny, two half nickels.
And they'd call you Peckerwood.
Exactly. But, yeah, exactly. But, like, it was just gay. And the rest of the crowd is, like, hippie white kids, like, rich Jewish kids.
Nice.
That's
what a great mix.
Well, yeah, well, it is Woodbridge. They're all a bunch of Jews.
Half of the room fucking just, like, hated that last guy. Yeah. What was his name?
Just up front kind of liked him.
Jamie Kilstein.
He even said that.
Kilstein.
Yeah.
Maybe there was
well,
a lot
he
of
opened
Jews
up
there.
With a lot of political, a lot of, like, left-wing.
God stuff, yeah.
Yeah, God stuff. There's no God, blah, 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 which is fine,
nice.
But the room just did not take
love
to him
it.
At all.
Yeah, like, each comic, like, the first guy, the chubby dude with the glasses, a lot of his jokes were kind of like, hey, you know.
Well, he had that weird delivery about him where he's very mellow.
Yeah.
And, which, I mean, he was funny. He had his shit together, but I don't think the people, like, understood his whole thing.
He reminded me a lot of David Cross, like, his stand-up comedy.
Yeah,
I guess.
He also sounded like him.
The old guy, Bob, he was good, but, like, too much of his stuff was geared like, oh, you know, like, he's the old guy and you're the kids kind of thing.
Oh, how about this American
he
Idol?
Was funny, though. Like,
he was very funny.
He was very confident and stuff.
Everyone had all
he
their
didn't
shit
stutter.
Together, you know?
Yeah. Then Joe, like, Joe was very good because he was universal. He had, like, a lot of stuff that had to do with everything. That's why I liked his set, you know?
Yeah.
And then after that was the Jamie kid, I think, right? Was there anybody else? That was it, right?
That was it, yeah.
All right, good.
Everyone was very
no,
good.
No, that other guy, too, with the red hair. Yeah.
Chris or Alex, whatever the fuck his name
Chris.
Was. Chris. Can't remember his name. Chris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we're done giving verbal blowjobs. We'll move on.
Mm. Oh. Wow, okay.
Did you guys hear in the crowd during that show, one of the comedians is like, so are you two married? And the one guy said yes, and the other lady said
yeah.
they're dating.
Nice.
That was awkward.
That was resulting in a fight.
Yeah.
That was resulting in divorce.
That was very funny. Joe was very funny, and I think he said he wanted to come on the show someday.
Good. We will be glad to have him.
Yeah.
Where do they do their show from?
Was it Plainville?
I know they're Jersey, but I know they're Jersey. You know, they're the only other Jersey show.
He said he's not that far away, so he would come down. I guess he's trying to make the rounds, do all the shows.
Well, I know he does. But he does Joe's show a lot.
Yeah.
Joe's. But I don't know if he's been on any other. I don't know if he's been on Cringe or anything like that or Chaos.
He's been on
anybody else besides his own and Joe's. It wouldn't be a bad night if we got him down here.
Excellent.
Carly got something to say.
Oh, shit.
No, I was just wondering.
Chris Johnston was the other guy that we forgot.
That's his name, yeah. Chris Johnston.
We didn't forget him.
We just forgot his last name.
Yep.
No, I was just going to say, when did Vaughn become the Lola Whisperer? Look at him. She's been so tame with him for the past few minutes.
Who's Lola?
The dog, maybe?
We announced her in the credits, didn't you hear?
Oh, that little son of a bitch.
Whoa! Daughter of a bitch.
That bitch of a bastard.
Son of a bitch, bastard devil herself.
Okay.
What do you think, Steve?
Whoa.
What do you think?
You haven't spoken a word in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, what'd you do? Because
I wasn't there.
What'd you do?
Neither was I.
No, because my pussy's wet.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. What are we eating tonight?
Wrong.
This show.
Wow.
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
Well, unless some people have to
some
go
people
back to work.
Back
what
to
are
work?
We eating tonight?
Ooh, I think we'll go to the diner or White Castle.
I'll go with you to the castle.
White Castle fries only come in one size. We'll
be
thinking about you, though.
Yeah, I bet.
When I fucking rip one right in that fucking chair.
Glad I won't be there.
You guys heard that all the way up front, huh? Last time?
Let me just say something about the car ride back and forth.
Oh, my God.
There was no escape from Derek's ass. I'm sorry. I was sitting directly
awesome.
Behind you.
This is a new Kurt Russell film.
And I was trying escape. To I was trying to duck and cover. It didn't work. I opened the window as far as I could. Nothing was working. It smelled so awful, and there was no escape.
The only time New Jersey air is better than fucking anything else is Derek's asshole.
You fucking hack.
I was breathing through Steve's hat in the back seat. Because
which is sweaty.
Smelled, and I was spraying perfume, and nothing would cut through that.
Ew.
He, yeah,
awesome.
You were, the Outback really did it to you.
Welcome to my
world,
because
we went
guys.
To Outback before we ate.
I had to take the biggest fucking shit when I got there.
We went to Outback before we ate.
Yeah.
Yeah, twice.
You big pig.
We went to Outback and ate before we went to
I filled my helmet with Outback and then ate.
But yeah, I had to shit big time.
Yeah, suck
but
on a
big
the way one. Home, too. It was so bad.
I didn't shit there. I still had it in me. What do you want me to do?
Oh, God.
He's dying on the inside.
I went to the bathroom and like this like older black gentleman comes out with a nice suit on. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I can't fucking shit with these people. And these are classy people.
Yeah.
I would have fucking, I would have tore that place. To
I'm just
going to
wash my hands.
Tore this place asunder.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Fat boy wants soda.
Oh.
The soda that is supplying my rum.
Yeah.
Get your own fat boy.
Did you get Matt on the cam yet?
No, we don't have the cam. It's not big enough.
No, I think
we got to get him in sections.
Vaughn, you're fatter than me.
Matt and Carly are a little
shy.
Too shy.
Shy do I?
Oh yeah, because Carly doesn't have her like you know the
Steve.
The bag
Steve,
over her
moon
head,
the
so
camera.
No one can see who she is.
No.
After this glass, I probably will. So
oh, look
worry.
How handsome he is. He got a baby face.
I'd fuck him.
I fucked him.
Fuck him. That's disgusting.
I fucked him. And sorry to Matt's grandmother if you're listening. We love you.
Hey, what were you telling me? That
and shout out to my man Gabe if he's listening.
Supposedly her grandmother was listening and heard you were cursing like a madman and got mad at you?
She's like, oh, you know, no, not mad, but she's just like, oh, I heard you saying the F word. I'm like, that's it? Did you listen more? Nigger spick spook kike fuck goop
he didn't say kike yet.
My grandmother in public is worse than any one of us on here.
Yeah. Well, she was just probably like just saying it for conversation.
Uh-huh.
It was a guess.
She was like, well, you know, use it for theatrics. I'm like, no, I use it. Yeah, I use
theatrics.
It a lot. Yeah.
That's one of her favorite words.
Because she has like a bad mouth, obviously.
Yeah.
Anybody that knows her knows that. But like I use it. She's like, oh well, you know. People that use curses or, you know, they don't have a good vocabulary. Like, I have an excellent vocabulary.
My great-grandmother, her mother, was even worse.
Yeah.
Horrible, uncontrolled, zero filter. She said whatever
she
wanted.
On her ass, too, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was worse than Derek and Steve combined. Believe it or not.
Did they fucking stink, too?
Bad. What happened? An acorn fell out of a tree, Steve, once?
Yeah. I was going to dive bomb by fucking acorn.
His we great-grandma
blasted one. We were at the nursing home visiting her.
Oh, okay.
And we were sitting under a tree, and she rumbled earth, and acorns fell out of the tree. Matt witnessed
Stop.
This. I'm not making it up.
Stop.
This is not a joke.
This isn't real.
Jesus, this is a joke.
Jesus himself like, came down and said, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You wouldn't even know, because she wouldn't even give any warning signs. It just happened, and you knew it was her.
I think we have her on tape, Terry.
Probably.
We have
yeah,
her
actually,
on tape
yeah.
uh-huh. doing numerous things.
We were wrestling one time, filming it, and all of a sudden you hear...
Matt's great-grandmother was, like, basically senile by the time we became Matt's, like, friend. Or by the time Steve was Matt's friend.
Mid-90s was when she started going.
So she would just yell out random shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, goddamn Ethiopians.
Hey, don't you curse here.
Goddamn Ethiopians.
Goddamn like, Ethiopians. What do you think this is, Italy?
What did that have to do with anything?
She didn't like the Bennies. She didn't like Ethiopians.
She was a Benny.
I know.
Staten Island.
I know.
Oh, shit.
She separated herself from
me. We were talking, actually, with your grandmother outside. I don't know if you were there. She was wondering if I can remember why she hated me so much, but I don't.
She just didn't like the way you looked. Sweet. She knew you were not part of her
family.
You were
a skinny, scrawny pussy. I wouldn't like you either.
Uh-huh.
That's why you invited me over constantly.
I didn't invite you over ever. Actually, the time Matt invited you over, I saw you were there. I was like...
And then you couldn't wait to invite me over to your house.
No. Oh, man. That was like
I live in dirt and filth. I need this nice air freshener over here.
Yeah, right, dude. Too bad you smell like fucking stank ass and fat people.
Wait.
Which is 10 times better than your fucking house that smells like cigarette butts and jalapeno.
Yeah,
dick.
My house smells like cigarette butts and drugs.
Yeah.
So, that's it. Constantly.
At least that's better.
You would walk in there and be high off fucking cocaine dust floating in the air.
No, I actually became friends with Steve number two first out of everybody. We've known each other a little bit longer, about a year longer than I've known Steve.
Like usual, he latches on to
one. You
know
me longer than him?
I met you in first grade.
Matt is my best friend as far as like friendship, like years goes. Me and Matt have known each other the longest. That's, you know, I'm just laying that out there for you.
Steve and Steve became friends in 7th grade?
95.
No, 8th grade.
95.
And 8th.
96.
8th into 9th. Sorta. Kinda, because he hated you up until that
point. I kind of forced my way into his life.
Yeah. I got my first blowjob that year.
Wow.
Coincidentally. By Steve. I won't say by who.
That's the first year I gave one, yeah.
You're a fucking faggot. You're a faggot. Why would you say that?
Faggot.
Drunk. It's unbelievable.
But anyway, yeah. The
because I'm comfortable with myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm not. I'm uncomfortable with your presence, you fucking dick-sucking piece of shit.
Dick-sucking.
But.
That's awesome. Keep going.
I'm just going to sit back and watch.
I know.
This is bringing back some memories.
Memories?
Funny.
Didn't you guys just go out to eat like half an hour ago, an hour ago?
Dude, me and him would make fun of each other for hours.
That's
the only thing we would do. Like,
it
got bad, too.
Until my brother showed up. Then you make fun of him.
Like, I would make fun of Steve, like his dad, like about like his job and shit. And Steve wouldn't even care.
Well, this is years of torment from
like,
everybody saying
shit, I would just say shit like, your dad's lowlife, he's a manager at a fucking car wash, you know? And then Steve would just be like, your dad's fat.
Was he lying? Were either one of you lying?
I mean, no.
Yeah.
I think the best exchange was actually a recent one. He was like, I was like, yeah, is your dad still barely living? He's like, is your dad still barely making it?
I said that?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Nice. He said that to me.
Yeah.
I could be homeless in any given day.
Yeah.
Bottom line. That's how poor I am.
Well, see, that's what everybody thought, that Steve number two was homeless up until like middle school.
Because he used to do cartwheels during fire drills.
Well, that was neither here nor there.
I think I have like autism and shit.
Really?
No. I think I grew up with autism.
And nobody knew it?
And nobody knew it.
It was untreated.
Your aunt just gave you cat food and said, go away.
I did some wacky, retarded shit.
You gave bowl haircuts.
You did.
She you really were.
That hairstyle.
In like 95, 96, you were like the most disgusting person I've ever seen. You really were a wretched piece of shit. I just want to be honest.
Why don't you
now
say what you really feel?
I just want to be truthful right now.
He's just laying it all out right now. Yeah. All the cards are on the table.
That's fine.
But
big deal. We're all friends here, right?
I guess. Good friends. No, but the whole point was everybody hated Steve number two. Everybody in my group of friends, at least, hated him. And then I kind of dragged them into the group. And
I kind of didn't care.
No, he didn't, but everybody hated him.
And I was the best man that ruined his wedding. Well,
like,
it's true.
Steve hated me, and I was like, so when am I coming over?
Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely hated your guts. Yeah. I even know you, but I hated you.
And now you blow up my phone every day.
Well, that's it.
You're fucking right, dude. I call you and don't even answer. Yesterday, I go to his house.
This
right?
is total lie.
Listen
I'm going
to
start that off.
Listen to this.
This
listen
is a lie. He was knocking on somebody else's
listen
fucking
to
door.
Listen to this. Okay.
I heard this right. story.
Yesterday, I go
this
to his house.
This isn't even
right?
true.
No, listen. This is fucking falling true. Derek's going to rip one. No, he's not. Okay. He's just fixing his balls.
Yeah.
All right. Steve's like, okay, come over and we'll hang out after work or whatever. I'm like, I got to do a few things. All right. So I call him at like 7 o'clock. Won't answer. I call his wife. Because, you know, usually they're always usually home together. And
boom,
sometimes
boom.
His phone is off or it's in the other room, whatever. She's like, oh, well, I'm grocery shopping. He's home. Maybe he's just in the bathroom or, you know, he's just sleeping or something. All right,
we're
fine.
Booming.
He's stop that right now.
He's just shaking his head.
He
nope.
just shakes his head like that never
nope,
happened.
Never.
You're the father of both his kids. Anyway, so I go to his house. She's like, oh, just go there. Don't worry. The door is open. I go there. The door is not open.
No.
So I'm knocking on the door. I hear
hang
the TV.
Hang on one second. One question. Were you banging on the bottom one or the top one?
The top one. The bottom door was wide open.
Okay, all right.
So I go up the stairs and I'm pounding on his door. I hear the TV. I hear a baby crying, screaming. He has a pretty much a newborn. Pretty much a newborn. He has a newborn, okay? I hear the baby screaming. He disputes the fact that I heard a baby crying or that it was the TV.
Not even true.
He's like, oh, well,
you know
I was
what?
Sleeping
I
with her.
I can buy the TV part. The TV was blasting. But I was sleeping with her.
Yeah. The TV was blasting.
I woke up to my cell phone vibrating.
Maybe the baby wasn't crying. Maybe it was Steve.
The reason why the phone didn't ring when he called is because it was underneath my fucking stomach when I was sleeping on it. I was sleeping on top of my phone.
So it had
no
many
reception.
Layers of fat and pussy to go through before you could feel it.
There was no reception. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The baby was sleeping with me. Yeah. It was not crying.
Okay. So it was crying.
This faggot.
There is
faggot
absolutely
was drinking.
No other way. I wasn't even drinking, smoking, snorting, nothing. I was knocking on the door. I heard a baby crying. I'm like, how does he not
hear
that?
That was just Steve.
It was probably the TV or me.
He got a call from his in-laws, and then he started crying.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit.
The TV was a totally separate sound.
Mm-hmm.
And he only has downstairs neighbors who are, like, two lesbians. So they don't have a baby. At least, like, morally. Yeah.
I think it's one lesbian and her boyfriend.
Okay.
And you probably listen to them bang.
They
like
don't.
You used to do in your old
they
apartment.
Don't.
They tune a boat.
He knows because he listens every night.
You hear it. You don't hear it.
In Steve's old apartment, he had this woman move in that used to have sex with her boyfriend like every night.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be like on his floor with a glass to his ear.
It
like,
was horny.
Listening.
It was horny.
It was pretty hot. Mm-hmm.
It was horny. You're both doing it.
They would do
you're,
it. And
you're
I'd
both
be like,
who? What are you talking about?
You and him.
It was like
both
that. It was like that Married with Children episode when I was horny all the time because like fucking Peg was doing everything, cooking and shit.
Yeah, he had circumcision.
Is oh, the circular was? Incision.
Well, oh, and the Labor Day one.
Yeah, Labor Day one. Yeah. But it was similar to that. Like, they would bang and go at it, and I would just hear it for hours, and I'd be, like, just looking at Jamie, like, all right, bend over, you know? Did I just say that?
We're going to move on.
What are you going to move on about? It's gold. Keep going.
I don't want to talk
that
about
is not
life.
Gold.
It's gold.
I want to talk about his family on the show.
Oh, no, but you two hating each other for God knows how many years.
Anyway, there's this awkward
I never
picture.
Hated him. Actually, I fucking protected his ass when Dan Dunn kicked his ass.
What? Whoa, I forgot about that.
No,
Dan
Dunn no, kicked no. Your number ass? One, no, no, no.
You
number
homo.
One, no, number one, listen up. I beat up Dan Dunn in sixth grade, okay? And Steve, like, became my friend because of that.
No.
He tried to.
Steve beat up Dan in, what was it, sixth grade?
Sixth grade.
Yeah.
Regardless.
It was in gym
and
class.
After the fight, when they were getting taken away or whatever, uh-huh. Did you go to the office?
Yeah,
did you get into trouble?
He got a write-up.
Regardless, I tripped
in the locker
Dan
room.
Dunn, he fell on the ground.
I was suspended.
I was like, don't mess with my friend Steve, and I tripped him. I never met this fucking faggot. I never wanted to
right.
either.
I remember that.
But you were hanging on my dick like you were my nutsack. What's that about?
Oh, was I Violent J? All
right, maybe we should move on.
No!
All right, this is what I want to talk about.
All right, go ahead, Matt.
All right, I guess
whoa, Matt's bringing something to the show.
Nice!
Really?
Nice. Matt's not just going, rah, rah,
besides the disgusting stench.
Wow.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Who's right. that?
Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, your girlfriend just told us to talk, so go ahead.
Yeah, anyway. All right, so I'm going to pick up Lauren tonight
mm-hmm.
on the way to the show.
The wife, yeah.
Yeah.
And I run over
okay,
Produce
she's got
Beat.
A very, she has a very, there's a very winding road that goes to her house, and I've never noticed this before, but people decide to just walk in the middle of the street around there. Lots of them.
Wow.
Like, you're dodging them like they're traffic cones. And they have these little hand lights that they're walking around so that I can see them. Does this give them the right to walk in the middle of the road or in the opposite direction of traffic?
What, are you going like 60 down
this
street?
They do this, no. They do this constantly. And it's usually with a small child or a dog.
Yeah.
All right, I got a little story to relate.
Trying to get their exercise
okay.
out somewhere.
I know, this just irritated me because I dodged one and almost ran over another
they
by
walk,
dodging the
well,
other.
Yeah,
hang on,
they
hang
walk
on.
Into the traffic,
yeah.
not against it.
No. I don't mind the against the traffic because I do that when I run.
Yeah, well,
because I
want
to see if a car's coming at me.
Uh-huh.
You know, if it comes
that is
from
true.
Behind me, I always feel like I'm going to get
true.
Hit. So I don't mind that, but walking in the street, gay.
Yeah, in the middle of the road.
They
like if there was a line
into,
in the middle of the street.
Into you if you're driving.
Two things struck me a little weird. Okay, last night I drive through her house. Same thing. I'm driving, and there's this pickup truck behind me. He drove, you know, he pulled in after me, whatever. I'm driving down the road, and I turn down her road. And as I pull up to her house, I see that truck drive past on the road perpendicular.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just turn off at one of the roads previous?
What?
Like, I don't understand. Why did he go all the way around just to drive on that
my
road?
My road's shaped like an A. Most people don't know that there's a shortcut through that one road.
Well, I'm sure he knew where he was going. That's kind of weird. He pulled out of, like,
know.
The Wendy's parking lot.
Maybe
you're
going to
talk about the
you.
Motorcycle, right?
Okay, so then I said, hey, I got to take a piss, but, you know, I don't want to go, like, running through your house, like, waking people up or whatever. I don't know, because I'm a big, freaky, scary guy.
Yeah.
So all right, yeah, I'll just go outside. So I'm pissing in her tree in the front yard. And this guy in a motorcycle pulls up on the side of the road, and he's just sitting there in, like, full view of my dong.
Dong.
I'm like, so I had to, like, pinch it, which hurts, and then cover it up. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to stop now.
Oh, my God. I had to cut it halfway short.
Wow.
The guy's like, what are you doing over there? Popping a pimple?
He was just sitting there in his motorcycle. No, no, no. He was just sitting up. What are you doing, playing with an inchworm? He was sitting there. He was just sitting there. That was it.
What do you got, a small cock?
What are you, Irish?
No, it's medium.
Look at this one.
Maybe he was
medium. There you go. Thank
I'd
you.
Say medium.
Maybe it was Pete Steele. Maybe he's driving.
It wasn't
a
Peter Steele.
Steve's going to star in that show with Patricia Arquette. Medium.
Medium to above medium.
To medium below to like medium. Plus an inch. But he sat there on his motorcycle and then he drove away. So somewhere far away, some guy's developing pictures of my dick.
Hopefully he's writing. He wrote down your license plate. And he's just gonna fucking get you in trouble.
Hoping that it'll develop.
Oh, because the EPA is gonna arrest me for pissing on a tree.
Nice.
EPA,
you're a scumbag. Nice. Turn his mic off.
You're the one who's pissing on trees, watching having old guys watch you.
Whatever, it wasn't my fault.
You wouldn't
show your ass, dude.
Show it.
Come on, Steve. Show your ass.
Show it.
Show it, Steve.
Show it.
Dude, it's
no.
Not
blast
funny.
The big one for him.
He's such a scary bitch.
It really is.
You show it, you fucking fat pecker.
See how funny this is? He puts the mic next to the webcam. That's hilarious. I can hear everything.
It's funny.
What are you doing?
It's microphone. It's
I'm blocking myself, you fat pig.
You got any
douche.
Stories to
why,
go
you don't want to be on cam?
Nobody wants to be on cam. Nobody wants us to be on
anything
cam.
Anything good happen with
you? Once in a while, I'll voluntarily do
night?
It.
Put the cam on
what's
me.
That?
I'll take it.
User plane was fun. That's for sure.
Did anything happen at all?
Eric gets in his, you know, he gets into like his mode.
No, he turns into an entirely different person called Eric.
Well,
Cron.
I was fucking around. I told this dude, I said I have a really bulky clitoris.
What?
So that,
oh yeah,
bulky. So that's what the guy was staring at on the motorcycle.
So it's easy for me to get off, you know.
Balki bar clitoris. Anyway,
perfect orgasm.
Balki bar docimus. How do you pronounce that?
Weren't you talking to some 50-year-old guy?
He was talking to this dude, right? This was funny, like, because we're at Lauren's house. We're in the, you know, in her backyard, but we're like next to her deck. So he's chatting away and fucking around with this old dude. He's like 50, and he's just sitting in like a robe with this old man tits hanging out, and he's fucking around. He's trying to pretend that he's a young hot girl, you know, because that's what we do.
Eric is trying to pretend that he's young.
That's what
girl.
We do.
You this know, is a very
with,
difficult
with
task,
Lauren's picture.
Well, no, Steve was sitting there coaching Eric.
I wasn't coaching shit. I was embarrassed. I turned
coaching.
The keyboard over to him.
Whatever.
You were embarrassed because he wasn't doing
remember.
A good enough job.
Yeah, you don't remember because you were pissed drunk.
Whose body was this?
You go on a website and we have Lauren's picture up, but we have us pretending to be her.
So it's still a picture of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're typing like you're her.
So dudes are like IMing her left and right, like, oh, you're hot. I want to fuck you. I want your tits in my mouth and stuff like that.
In my mouth.
In my mouth.
So
I want your tits in my mouth.
I want your tits like specify. In my butt crack.
So some people have like webcams. We have a webcam too, but we didn't use it. So he's talking to this one dude, and like her dad kept coming outside. And he could like, if he just walked down the stairs and like walked over the computer, he could see that Eric was chatting with a dude.
No,
like so it was like a little gay and awkward. At the
he
same
was
time.
More interested in me being passed out on the
well,
side.
The
of
fact
my pool.
That you had drank an
kinda,
entire
yeah.
bottle
yeah.
of wine.
Yeah,
that was kind face? Of a big mistake. She
what?
Was so
wow,
drunk.
You were that shit face. Huh?
She was
I
so
was
drunk.
Bad, yeah.
Wow.
No, yeah, I wish I could have been there to see this.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
Well, you would be looking at her sister, so nobody.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Leah wasn't there. Sorry.
Oh,
she was there. She was just
well,
upstairs.
She was inside.
I think she thought Matt was going to be there. So
she was talking to Matt.
She's upstairs.
She was talking to Matt online.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice, Matt. Nice.
Matt JK.
I got Vaughn on the cam right now. And
that's just a big
Toucher
mistake.
Says, no, ew. It's like a really fat pedophile, only fatter.
Oh, the Toucher's made his way back on the chat, huh?
Hi,
it's a toddler file.
Douchebag.
Anyway. I just had that thing positioned.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry. You fucking just fucked
did
it up.
Good, though.
It's not, dude.
No, it's good.
Look how his fat ass is, I'm sure, is a part of it.
He's enormous. Yeah. Go die.
His enormosity is covering up something.
Go die, Vaughn says.
Babylon, New York.
Mm.
Yeah.
A peace officer for the Society of the Preservation of Cruelty to Animals.
Nice.
Happened across a moving pillowcase
what?
On a beach Saturday on which someone had written, live gator. Please find him a home.
You're kidding. No way.
Yeah.
Just left it there?
Anybody want to make any Jake the Snake Roberts jokes?
Did gonna do?
Starve gators.
SPCA officials are asking for donations to help them care for the alligator until it can be taken to a sanctuary.
Doc the Croc Roberts.
They're also seeking information on who might have dumped the gator.
Is it alive? Nate the Gate Roberts.
Is it alive?
It was very much alive and moving.
Nice.
In a pillowcase.
Yeah. They should bury it with Irwin.
Who?
Steve Irwin.
Oh.
Just bury it with him.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd like that.
It's a nice home for
some random gator from New York in a pillowcase. Just,
yeah. Hey, just put it in my, how come half the show left?
Who cares?
Vaughn went into the bathroom, and then Steve fought him in to go touch him and shit.
Holy shit.
Okay. All right. Oops.
Yeah. Actually, I'm right here waiting in line, you fucking nigger lover.
In line to touch Vaughn? That line's very small.
Wow.
I don't know how, but you're fucking dripping sweat.
He really is.
From a fucking Viking hat.
He is dripping sweat, and it's disgusting.
The Viking hat's causing humidity. You know, there's a separation there.
It's got to be.
So anyway, that's...
interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, Vaughn.
I really don't know how to expand upon that.
I don't either. Yeah, something like that. Nice. Los Angeles, Hollywood residents believe they found a humane way to reduce their pigeon population.
Excellent.
The birds are now taking the pill.
What?
Over the next few months, a birth control product called OvoControl P, which interferes with the egg development, has been placed in bird food and in new rooftop feeders.
Nice.
They're, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
They are giving the pigeons the pill. So the that they after. Stop having
yeah, that works.
Pigeons. Yeah, it works. Is fucking it cruel? I see Lauren's making a face.
A pigeon is a horrific animal. I don't care.
It's a rat with wings. It really is horrible.
They should just take grenades and put them in their mouths.
I don't understand why they would have to. I don't know.
Well, because pigeons are like rabbits. They fuck like crazy.
Yeah, that's fine. But
awesome.
Like, that's so expensive, first of all. Birth control pills are very expensive.
Dude,
they're
only expensive
sure,
to people.
Yeah, they're,
dude,
I'm
it's
sure
fucking
they're
California. They can deal with it.
Still, like
it's not like people are going out and buying birth control pills and crushing them up.
I don't know. It just seems like a waste of like, I don't know, a waste of like technology and I don't know.
This
and
is the same
effort.
State who elected Schwarzenegger, right?
I believe
so. I think this is a fly.
Yeah.
I think giving pigeons
it's
the pill.
Pigeon. How bothersome could they be? I don't understand.
Apparently very bothersome.
They are. They're fucking horrifically bothersome.
What?
Horrifically bothersome.
Those were two made-up words.
They were horrifically bothersome.
I got him out, douchebag.
I was watching Dirty Jobs, and one of his jobs was to clean up the pigeon poop, and apparently it's very...
toxic.
It gets people very sick, because there's so much of it, and it gets in the air ducts on the big buildings.
And the air conditioners, too.
Yep.
If they're sitting on your air conditioner, in them.
It's just like a cat piss. You get enough of that fucking shit, you can die.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's fucking pneumonia.
And cat shit causes Alzheimer's as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is linked to it, so hey.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
It's estimated that about 5,000 pigeons call the area home.
Nice. Wow.
The population boom is blamed in part on people feeding the birds, including a woman known as the Bird Lady.
Oh, God.
Who was responsible for dumping 25-pound bags of seed in 29 spots across Hollywood.
They should kill that woman. That's what they should do. Not fucking pill to the birds. They should have a fucking manhunt out to kill her.
They really should.
Fucking kill that bitch.
Do you remember that Parrots of Telegraph Hill show?
Yes.
It must be just like that, but with the pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy bird
lady. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah. It was a guy. That was in San Francisco, right?
Yeah, that was in California.
Yeah, San Francisco.
It was a guy that was feeding these little red-headed green parrots.
Yeah. They were like exotic parrots, but somehow they made their way
from South America.
They didn't belong.
Yeah.
You know.
And he took care of them.
Yeah, he took care of them. He fed them.
It was a documentary, right? About the guy and his life and all that?
Yeah.
He named every single one of them.
And he remembered their fucking names.
Impressive.
And it was better.
And he was like a squatter, so they kicked him out eventually.
Mm. Wasn't that was better than that grizzly man one, right? If I remember.
I'll tell you what else it was better than.
Yeah?
Fucking Tideland.
You finally watched it?
The Terry Gilliam movie?
Yeah.
What's that?
We never watched all of it. We stopped.
I had to shut it off.
I got to see it, and I thought it was okay.
You saw the whole thing?
Yeah, it gets pretty fucked up.
Yeah, well, we got to the part where she was basically making out with the retarded guy.
Uh-huh.
And
that bothered you the most? Would turn it off?
No, it didn't bother me. It was just boring.
Where she's sitting in the house with her dead, rotting father for the
whole. That was the only thing that amused me.
What the hell movie is this?
It's a new. It's Terry Gilliam's last film.
Air Muffins.
It's his last one, or
yeah, it was the last one he just did.
He's not going to do anymore.
No, no. The last.
I got excited.
What
for
is like the basis of the movie?
I have no idea.
Fucking crazy.
It's based around a girl and her father. Her father's a rock star, like kind of like a drug addict rock star. And at the beginning of it, she loses her mother to drugs.
Yes. The problem was there really was no plot beyond that.
Yeah, well, that's, I think the whole, I think that's what it was supposed to be. And then it was supposed to be something else, but when it hits that halfway mark, when he dies, and they have to, and she doesn't realize he's dead, and, like, the friend.
She's playing dress-up with him, and he's dead.
She put a wig and makeup on him.
Yeah, she had no idea.
Wait, who was it again? Who was playing the father in that?
What the fuck? I forgot.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges. And, like, she would sit on his lap, and, like, his, like, bowels were escaping.
Yeah.
Oh, she thought he was just farting, so she was, like, getting all mad at him.
I heard that Jeff Bridges loved that dead corpse so much that he actually has it in his house.
Oh, the corpse taxidermy one?
The version of him, yeah. He actually has it in his house.
Oh, did they actually make up, like, a thing
yeah,
of him?
They made a, special effects version of it.
Oh, okay, I thought he was just sitting there.
He took it when, he was allowed to take it when they were done with filming.
That's funny. Well, what the hell is the thing, though?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, his last couple movies have kind of been really, like, misses.
Basically, this past movie to me was, like, Big Fish meets Pan's Labyrinth. Like, it has some good, creepy, cool stuff, and then it just was crap.
Completely unwatchable.
Did you see The Brothers Grimm?
Yeah, unwatchable. I wanted to get back to Star Wars, so I said enough.
In other words, kind of, it's okay. It's a big budget film, so it's okay, but it's like they like kind of took it away from him like midway through like any kind of big budget.
The Toucher says if you're going to be killing those people, you should also kill the sadistic tool bags who keep feeding Vaughn.
So I should kill myself, you stupid Aussie.
Matt's stupid penal tonight. Colony living guy.
Tired, Matt?
Oh my god, I'm looking right.
That's tired from doing
Matt's tired.
He slept
what?
All day
from all the sex.
I woke Matt up at 4 o'clock for Christ's sakes.
Lola smells? Is
yeah,
that what you said?
She farted.
Fuck you. You smell.
Wow.
Oh, snap.
Wow. Smell like a dirty fucking whorehouse.
What the fuck?
Can we go to break?
Yes, we can.
It's like time.
Is it?
Yeah, we filled in about 55 minutes. It's awesome.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Good. We have to do this.
Thanks for keeping track.
We have to do this.
Filled as in wasted.
We have to do the Steve versus Steve more often. That was pretty good.
Yep.
That was pretty funny.
There's a lot more to be had.
Oh, God. There's hours and hours.
Hey, I kept Vaughn quiet for like a half an hour.
Yeah. So who wants to hear the Turin Wireless commercial?
I do.
I do. Sure.
I do.
Really?
I do.
I know what.
The Aristocrats. We lost the cam. I unplugged it thinking I could plug it back in, but it doesn't work well. It's fine.
Made a big mistake.
Yeah, I made a boo-boo. Can't get it back up. No big deal.
Well, you're having such a good time with the cam, though.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Tachi was calling me fat.
Well, you are.
Yeah, I know. Never.
Yeah, so we're back.
Now Steve is giggling like a little girl, and that's Steve number one, Steve number two, because the dog is kissing the shit out of her.
Well, it's very cute.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, welcome to the second hour.
I had some good ones earlier. How good were they, Steve?
And that is, that last one got to me, and I sit back over here.
Oh,
and normally your farts don't get over here. Everybody's like, "Oh, you stink!" I don't ever smell them, but before it smelled like a dead dog carcass.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Smell like a dog dick.
Yeah, well, you could suck on my dog dick.
Wow.
Steve, those headphones are not really reaching over there. Just want to let you know that.
Hold on, I'll figure something out.
Be careful.
Steve, I'll let you know
he's
that
getting
you're
molested by the dog.
Yep.
Should just sit in your chair like the faggot.
Why don't you just shut your fat mouth?
You could sit on that little thing.
Oh, Vaughn just poked me out.
What is it?
That's about it. So, what else we got in the news today, Derek?
Well, not today, a while ago, but this is still kind of funny.
It smells terrible right now.
That's because I farted.
Yeah, you know what? It still smells terrible.
In Toronto, A Canadian Canadian building contractor was renovating a Toronto home, discovered the mummified remains of a baby wrapped in an 80-year-old newspaper.
Steve, number two.
Nice.
80-year-old?
Bob Kinghorn, 37, said he was drilling a hole in the beam to run some wire when he saw that what he thought was a package. When he sliced it open, he was hit with a strong smell. I pulled it back and seen a baby.
C-com.
In the fetal position.
Oh no.
It was disbelief. I didn't believe it. I thought it was a cat, a dog, or something.
It was a baby.
The remains were wrapped in a newspaper dated September 12th, 1925.
Crazy.
Watch how much with was the headphones, you fat homo.
Yeah, this isn't going to work.
I'm paying attention, you dickwad.
No.
You're moving the table with my beer on it, you
maybe
pussy.
Your beer shouldn't be there.
He said he dropped his tools, left the house, and walked two doors down to the street to his own home, where he told his wife what he had found. I started crying, pussy.
Wow.
Because I have a four-month-old baby, and it was the size of my baby.
Oh.
Who gives a shit?
It was the size of my baby.
Whatever. Autopsy will be held Wednesday to determine the child's gender and cause of death. Wow. The body is not easily identifiable because of the level of decomposition.
There you go.
Yeah. The current homeowners are not suspects in the investigation. Well, I hope not.
The decomposition.
The previous
chicken
ones were.
Yes.
Great, great granddaughter.
So an 80-year-old fucking baby.
That's a fucking
pretty gross.
Yeah, dehydrated chicken nugget.
I bet it is. Apparently, something more interesting than what we're talking about is going on right now.
I just saw Lola trying to eat air.
Lola is probably attacking moths that are flying in from underneath.
Kill them.
Yep.
They're fucking
kill
huge.
Kill them.
Dead.
All right, so where are we going tonight? White Castle?
Yeah, White Castle.
Stinky whore breath? What?
You guys are slobs.
Yeah, okay.
No one likes your stories, Carly.
Whore smells.
I'm going home and I'm going to bed.
Beef jerky babies. That's all I say.
During the break, Matt was talking about how Perkins wiped him out because he's so stuffed and he's tired. And he's like, let's go to White Castle.
No, I just said I'll go with Derek.
All he did was have a cheeseburger. I don't understand.
Yeah. No, I also had some of that appetizer sampler.
True.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Steve is like falling asleep now.
Fucking huge.
Huge.
Steve is so drunk that he's now closing his eyes and slowly
fine. Shut up.
Fading
and Vaughn's so gay that he's trying to reach his hand into Steve's pants when Steve's not noticing.
Pretty much.
And he's full on succeeding.
Pretty much happening.
That's why we turned off the cam.
That's a fact.
That's why we turned off the cam so I can jerk him off.
Oh,
whoa.
No.
You're a fucking piece of nigger shit.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Why are you trying to blow up my spot, you faggot? I like women.
Yeah, okay.
I like girls.
What's
I like girls.
I like how you have to hold your head like that so everything stays on.
I know. If like I fucking, move like...
You look like Chris Reeves. You're like...
Chris. Chris Reeves.
I won't stand for this.
I knew him personally.
Okay.
It's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really? Did you meet him?
Yeah.
You met him?
Yeah.
When?
Several times.
When?
He used to come around here.
Yeah.
Ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
He used to ride donkeys. He used to ride camels, and he fell off and bumped his head.
Fucking nips. She fucking left the room, Christine.
Nip. 2 cc.
Chris,
fuck?
I don't know. Chris said something to her, and she got pissed and left.
Whoa.
She really? Never leaves us, our show.
What did Chris
I know.
Say?
I have no idea. He wouldn't
get a call. So we're basically down to one person in the chat room.
He said she can't take a joke. And
keep going, boss.
Call in.
Yeah.
Tell us
what's
happened.
What's the number?
What's that number, Derek?
I
for
don't
the
know.
Second half.
Yeah, it's up there if you want to see it.
Why don't you say
732. 403-5355.
And her away message says, whatever.
Wow, is she 12 or almost 30?
I think she's almost 30.
Yeah, and okay. She sure acts like a 12-year-old.
Isn't that the same age as Holly?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Hallelujah?
Oh, God.
I didn't say her name.
Who's that?
Holly Hotass?
Whoever Holly is.
Heidi Hotass?
I guess Bob Holly? I don't know. What are we talking about?
Lauren
Hardcore
Holly.
Holly?
No,
she's closer to 40.
Wow.
Hello, Belch.
So what do we got in the paper? We had something in the paper.
I'm reading an OJ thing real quick.
Oh, OJ. Boy.
God.
Yep. What we got, Steve? It might not be a good idea to have Steve read this stuff because he's a little bit drunk.
He's going to drop the N-bomb.
Rights to OJ Simpson's hypothetical book, If I Did It. Why? Let me ask you, why would you really like if Hitler had a book, if he was still alive, like, if I killed 6 million Jews?
If it's a thought crossed my mind, I might have done it this way.
I wouldn't have done it the way you said I would do.
If I dug a lot of mass graves.
I really want to know at what point in life in society did we get to a stage where a person who obviously murdered two people and got away with it is allowed to write a book saying...
Called If I Did It.
If I Did It.
He should just name it I Know I Did It.
Yeah.
I know I did it.
You know I did it. I know I did it. And above all, they know I did it.
So what is this book about? Is he actually saying how he would do it?
It says, let's see, the rights to the book were passed to relatives of murder victim Ron Goldman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jew. As a federal judge approved their settlement with a court-appointed bankruptcy trustee.
He wanted to write it, and it was shot down. I'm glad.
Wait a minute. He wrote the book, first off.
He wanted to.
It was going
to
be published, and they were going to do this whole thing.
See, this is where the whole Judaism thing comes into play.
Let me finish.
Lawyers for the Goldman said they would seek to capitalize on the book. So basically, like, well, you know, he slit this dude's throat, but we're going to try to make money off of it.
Yeah, sure, because he killed their son.
Hey, listen to me.
And he's like, not giving them any money for
it. He still owes him how much money? How much is this?
Millions and millions of dollars, apparently.
And he's and what Simpson has been doing for the last 10 years has been pretty much putting his money underneath his kid's name. So they can't take any of it. Anything he makes, he goes under his kid's name.
Yeah.
The book was billed as a hypothetical account of how the former football star could have carried out the 1994 slayings of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Goldman.
Amazing.
He wrote the book, right, with like a ghostwriter. And they were
a ghostwriter, as in his right hand.
Nicolas Cage wrote it for him.
No, another guy.
Spookwriter.
Look, you kill a nigger and a nigger lover. That's how the book goes.
And he was supposed to do something either with Dateline or 2020, one of those big news channel shows where he was supposed to talk about the book.
Let me interrupt for a second.
Yeah,
I would love for OJ to show up on one of those How to Catch a Predator shows.
With a knife and a bag.
I didn't know. I came here to help her. And he rides away in his Bronco.
Look, the condom doesn't fit.
He killed.
You must have quit.
He killed Nicole because she was a nigger lover.
I didn't buy magnums. It didn't fit. It doesn't match.
So that was his whole thing was supposed to be put
magnums.
Out.
Magnums.
And like the week before it was all supposed to happen. The book was supposed to come out, the big media thing. It got squashed because the papers ran with it.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody flipped out about it.
Uh-huh.
So they automatically squashed it. And then the Goldmans, because they weren't going to release the book, the Goldmans sued for the rights,
yeah,
and they got the rights because this will give him money, even though it's pretty much his account of what happened that night.
Yeah,
it's just that he can't get.
He basically is writing exactly what happened.
They can't do it again. Mm-hmm. They can't. It's double jeopardy clause. He can't get in trouble for it again. So he can write as much as he wants.
Exactly.
Even if he says it's hypothetical.
No, he could just basically say, "Yeah, this is how I killed him, and this is how I did it."
He can say he did it right
and
now.
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
And he can never be tried again.
If I remember, people reading comment and like portions of this book. Where he actually talks about his portions, where he actually talks about going into the courtyard and confronting her, and for some odd reason there was another guy with him, which you never hear from or see again, like his imaginary friend out of nowhere, tells him to kill him, and he accidentally guts them both.
His name is Al Ebi.
I forget what they said.
Shit.
And remember the stories. If you remember the stories he was talking about,
I think that went right
originally.
It did.
No, I got it. It wasn't funny.
It fucking smells like complete dog shit.
Did Derek
shit
fart again?
I did not.
It might be the dog.
It's a dog. And I remember when he was talking, remember that video he did that O.J. Simpson did after all the courts and everything?
Oh, yes.
The If I Did It video that he was talking about how it was two black guys.
If I did it.
We're going over the whole fucking trial.
If I did it, do you think I've gone too far?
Go on, please.
If
tell
I
me,
slit
the
their throats and then
please.
Planted evidence, then said some guy was a racist and he was
I'm
really a detective.
I'm see you talking,
fuckface.
Because I don't want to talk about a fucking trial I watched.
Oh, too many people
against
my will.
Trial, asshole.
Too many people talking.
All right, continue, Vaughn.
Well, what? He did that whole video and he's talking about how there was two killers.
Yes.
And then he was going to find them.
Oh, I know. I remember all that.
And
he was determined to find who murdered them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
while playing
the,
golf.
And yes.
After
yeah.
the vid, after the, when the book's written, he's talking about himself, hypothetically, mm-hmm. and another person with him
yeah.
causing the murders.
Wow.
Yeah, so all his golf balls had little, like, homing devices for murderers.
They were like...
he's just hitting them up, and they were tracking them.
They were like the balls in Phantasm. They had fucking spikes and prongs.
Oh, God.
Just fucking went through them.
But, he murdered them.
Yeah, he did. No, I'll,
Paris Hilton is hot. I don't care.
All right, okay.
Fuck that.
What?
She's okay. not
what,
hot.
What happened
hot.
Now?
I just saw her in the paper. She's
supposedly
hot.
She's got a job. I don't know. I didn't read
a
it.
Job?
Supposedly some dumb fuckers are giving her money.
It'd be funny if she
like
worked
like
in like a Dunkin' Donuts or something.
No way.
That'd be funny as hell.
Imagine that.
That'd be great.
Give me a croissant, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
She's going to look like...
Just treat her however you want.
She's going to look like such a haggard old whore when she gets older.
She's... I don't know. She's already had plenty of plastic
surgery. Give her two more weeks. She's going to look like a hag.
2 more weeks.
Fucking old dyke.
Apparently in Germany, they named a street after Frank Zappa.
Yeah?
Frank Zappa's Strasse in Berlin.
Wow.
What does that mean? Boulevard?
Street?
It's a street.
Oh, good.
It just means fucking... What, is he worth naming a street after him?
Yes. I don't know.
He named his kid fucking Amit Dweezil and Moon Unit.
He did.
I don't think that's worth naming a kid after.
Yo, this bald guy's got to go, dude.
Yellow man?
Bald yeah. guy? Me?
Dude.
You fucked hard. The other one.
Fucked hard.
Because I almost got beamed in the head, Steve. Thanks
Matt?
A lot.
What's up,
Who
Steve?
Who fucking threw that? Did you throw that or did he throw
Steve
it?
Steve did.
What?
I didn't throw it.
I didn't
what?
Throw nothing.
Anyway.
Motherfuckers.
Derailed.
Well, weren't we?
Womp, womp, womp.
Usually the second hour is a big derailment.
I want to hear more news, Derek.
Prep, but it doesn't seem like anybody cares about the stories that I spent the time.
Well,
to
beef
look
jerky
up
baby
when I was
wasn't
at
that
work
funny.
Yesterday.
I can only see one of Carly's eyes. She's so emo.
I started a rumor that I have glass eye, but I think I told everybody that.
Elmo. Yes.
But I can.
She has a pure fucking natural organic eye.
It's true.
One.
100%.
I'm actually interested in some
like
more stories here.
100% pure brown eye.
She's got like yeah. anime hair. It's
I'm
ridiculous.
Not interested in fucking Vaughn's hypothesis about how fucking
oh,
OJ
yeah,
killed
then
the family.
You talk about something, you fuckface.
Yeah, I'm bring up
some
more Steve,
news.
Please.
I'm going to talk about fucking pushing brooms and mops because that's what I do all day.
And I'm going to talk about sucking black dick in the back of
fucking
softball.
Wagons.
Fucking juggalos.
I'm playing softball with other dudes.
And jizzing in every Jew guy's fucking yarmulke.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That was Steven David Rogers, folks.
Wow!
That's his fucking name.
Oh opposed to God. Stephen Matthew Gerald.
Wow.
The biggest yeah. nigger lover on the East.
I don't know who
world.
That is.
Oh my
you
God.
Said it. Hey, you said it, you bald prick. Well, you're not bald, are you?
You fucking,
I got,
you
wow.
fucking bushy clit.
Wow.
I got freaking all right. bulky clitoris.
Bulk eye.
What the fuck? I got wolves on the left of me, over pixelated. Tattoos on
big
the right.
Big pussies on the right.
Did you just say over-pixelated?
Yeah. You seen that fucking tattoo?
What the
this
fuck?
Paint splotch tattoo?
Which tattoo?
Wait, was I that? Didn't know we were made of pixels.
Over-pixelated.
The Rorschach ink blot tattoo?
It's a fucking Rorschach.
It's fucking... Did you just say that?
I know. It's funny that he said laughing. That. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
And the show yeah, just right. died. Is there even anybody in the chat room?
I don't
is
even know why Vaughn's talking about a fucking tattoo. He's got some fucking stupid thing under his forearm there. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Go back to your shrink.
It's some pussy fucking bulldog. It looks like it was done with Indian ink.
Hey, cocksucker. Go back to your shrink and have her tell you you're fat. Okay?
It looks like it was done by a shrinking fucking Goodrich Tires.
Go die. Go die.
You fat fuck.
It was a pure right. prison tattoo. If you had
let's talk about your shirts, Steve.
Now he's gonna get he got a tattoo of his whole body, just fucking just giant hippo skin.
A wait. Full body tattoo.
You fucking crusty pig, kill yourself.
Oh, wait, that
every
is
time this fat bastard comes over, he's like, yo, dude, I'm gonna protect you, man. I'm gonna back you up. What does he do? He fucking goes on my fucking ass.
You can't
ass.
Do it.
No, you can't do
it's
it,
impossible.
You fat bastard.
It's impossible. Because I don't want to go down in flames with you.
At least he ain't fucking wearing at least he ain't wearing fucking sandals today. Fucking
that's
like a
right.
fat pig.
That's right. With your fucking checkered flip-flop fucking weird
slip-on.
I'll
go fuck yourself. Shove them up with your ass. You
I
prick.
Wore them when I was 10.
Maybe.
Yeah, because you can't fit into normal shoes.
He's in the sky.
And it looks
dude.
Like you smeared dog shit all over top of them and then tried to clean them afterwards.
That wasn't funny.
Oh, it's true.
We're trying truth to make hurts. Yucks. We're not trying to do truth here, douche.
Uh-oh. Carly has something to say.
We're trying to carry on the show while Derek doesn't give a shit.
Since the show is degraded to name-calling and Derek's not doing anything about it, I figured I'd when
Carly's going to step in and put on the daddy pants.
I am. And you know what? I have a story. It's up there somewhere about a dentist who got sued for...
he, Steve, you're a fat
as
fuck.
A practical joke, when he had one of his assistants oh. under, he put tusks. In their face, and then he took pictures.
Without their permission?
Yes.
Yes, as a joke.
He surgically implanted them in the person's face, took pictures, and then removed them.
Uh-huh.
Wait, into their skin or
yeah,
in their,
into the
in
jaw.
Their jaw?
Into the jaw. Like surgically
that's,
implanted
that's a
them
little,
in the jaw. Yeah, a lot
that's
of work.
Extreme.
Yeah.
A extreme. Lot of work. Took pictures of it, and then took them out, did whatever he had to do. Then, like, it was like a week or two later when she, when he, I, is it a he or her, you remember? Yeah, well,
I don't remember caring.
They found out about it. You know, how, the reason they found out was because the pictures circulated, Oh, shit. They finally got the pictures and they saw what happened because they were under like extreme like amounts of
anesthesia.
Oh yeah,
where's the webcam?
And now, she sued and she lost, or she sued and she won, and then the doctors tried to sue his insurance because they wouldn't pay for it.
Of course not,
because they wouldn't cover it.
Yeah. Why is he not in jail?
I know, right? Did he win his insurance? Well, he won against the insurance. Yeah, he won against to get the thing.
But he chose to do that.
What makes you choose to do that?
That's just reckless.
It smells so bad over here.
Well, what smells?
Oh, I don't know if it's the dog or
your dog is worse than you, Derek.
He is worse than Hulk Hogan. Okay. Let's call back. Dog does have gas, Carly. Thank you.
Dog has gas. You shouldn't be feeding her fucking cheese puffs.
I don't understand. Why, how would insurance even bother to be responsible for something like this?
Well, they wouldn't pay the what happened was the one who had the tux put in won against the doctor.
Yes.
Right? But the doctor's insurance wouldn't pay for the settlement.
I wouldn't either.
Right? So he sued the insurance, so then the insurance had to pay anyway.
Did this person want something weird, though? Did they want, like, vampire fangs or something?
No, I think they were just going in for, like, something routine.
Mm-hmm.
And as a practical joke, because this person worked for this dentist, and I guess that this dentist is known to doing practical jokes.
Really?
Right? But uh-huh. That's a fucking nut-ass practical joke. You're putting fucking
not to mention the pain.
Walrus tusks into somebody's face.
The anesthesia wears off, and then there's pain.
Mm-hmm. I don't really think that people should be anesthetized when they go to the dentist.
Why not?
Because I don't think that anything could be that painful that you need to be.
Have you ever had a tooth cut out?
No, but I mean, isn't there Novocaine for that? Aren't there pain pills? Why do people need to?
You'd want some shit fucking put in your face.
One leg's going under and then getting a fucking swollen, throbbing penis after.
I remember, I had a wisdom tooth taken out, And I went to the dentist and, like, I never had a wisdom tooth out. So I'm thinking it's like, we're going to put you under. It's going to be like surgery.
Rest of them fell out.
It's going to take a half hour. Yeah, because the rest of them fell out because of malnutrition. just veal and yodels of my entire life. So I go there, and this big, like, burly doctor, you know, dentist. He's like,
Take off your pants.
So he takes out, after that. He takes out basically, like, kind of a screwdriver, and I hear him crunching in my mouth, like, pushing the tooth out.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay. And he just pushes the tooth out, and then that was it. It was, like, literally, like, 30 seconds.
Pure torture.
Like, yeah, like, if I didn't have Novocaine, I would probably be, like, crying right now still. And that was a year ago.
I had a little bit of a cleaning a couple weeks ago. A
little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I remember a portion. And
what's the problem?
Anyway.
Folks? What's the problem, guys? Carly, what's
something
the
on the screen.
There's something on the screen.
Well, let's finish this before fucking assholes ruin it.
Yeah, we had something on top of it.
Oh, my God.
So, Vaughn had a cleaning. Go ahead, Vaughn.
Vaughn, I want to hear your story.
Keep going.
The worst part is I see this picture at least 5 times before.
Keep going, Vaughn. Oh. I'm sorry. You had a cleaning.
You had a cleaning, Vaughn. I'm going to say that anything with a dentist freaks me out now that since maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I had my first two cavities in my entire life. And they were like, do you want Novocaine? And I was like, no, how bad can this be? You want Novocaine. Just say yes.
No,
Novocaine
is different than being put under anesthesia.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Completely different.
Yeah, I've
no
never
reason.
Been put under.
But never
outside
never,
of being
never
in the hospital,
no.
You never say yes to being put under anesthesia. Never. You have to be supervised for that.
Well, see, I'm scared now for everything since I tried having a cavity drilled without Novocaine. It hurt so bad, and there was nothing I could do, and now that shit was in my mouth, so I couldn't say, ow.
How many cases have there been, though, where, dentists have, raped, women who have gone to them and
I
put
wish.
Under Please. Anesthesia?
They haven't, it's not
probably a lot.
They've orally
Steve's
going to
quit Wegmans and become
That's
a
neither here nor there.
But I'm going to quit
where,
Steve?
All due to being put Wegmans. Under anesthesia.
Where am I going to quit, Steve?
But Wegmans. Is,
why don't you keep dropping that name, you fucking asshole?
Hey.
Wegmans.
Oh, my God.
Lauren.
Yes, sir.
But the thing is, what would you rather do?
Fat scumbag. You don't tell where people work, you fat piece of shit. I don't work there anyway.
You gave my whole name and social security number.
I don't even know what it is. 154 fat pussy. That's what it is.
Pretty close.
I'm sorry, Vaughn. What?
If you were getting a tooth ripped out of your head, would you rather be under or not?
No, I'd rather just get a local anesthetic.
Yeah.
Can we get this done?
I've never had anything.
I'll get my dentist to do it. You have insurance? Because yeah. I'll definitely let
Why
him
would I just
pull
get
a tooth out
of
your fucking
out
head.
Out of my mouth,
I've never had to have tooth pulled. I've had cavities, but I've never had anything.
You still have your wisdom teeth?
I've had two top ones, two totally bad teeth and two wisdom teeth pulled.
I'll do it for you.
You'll do it for me.
Yeah, I had my wisdom teeth pulled. Right.
I'm smarter now.
Yes.
How bad was that?
Fucking awful.
Did you do all four at once?
But see, the thing it was...
I only had three.
The thing was for me is that the guy was pushing so hard. I'm like, if he slips and goes through my cheek, what do I do?
Punch him in the face.
Yeah, obviously, but he's just like big, really Jewish guy.
So what, he's scared of him?
No, but he was like an asshole.
I'd kick his little
and
fucking uncircumcised cock
in. Out like that.
What?
You had your wisdom tooth taken out like that.
Yeah. He was just like, okay, here we go. Like, see, I didn't understand like what exactly would happen. And Matt's got your dog in the $1 million dream. I was under the impression that, like, all right, we're gonna give you Novocaine. He's gonna dig it out with a needle and he's gonna pull it out all done. He basically was like, okay, here we go. Crunch, 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 crunch. And then it came out. He's like, okay, you're done. I'm like, okay. And my jaw is swollen up like Vaughn's gut.
I had my wisdom tooth. I got all three at once because I didn't want to bother going back.
Yeah.
And they put me under, and when I woke up, I was just drooling blood.
Blood, yeah.
Like, I was fucked up, and like just like the smell of like dried blood.
Oh, it's
and
so
everything
awful.
Else was the nastiest.
Dude, seriously,
would not ride with me.
When
in
a dentist,
car.
When a dentist drills your teeth,
get in the trunk.
It is the nastiest smell on earth.
What, that hot stuff?
I can't imagine like a corpse smelling any worse. That weird, like,
weird.
It's like minty smell of like bone.
That's
it's absolutely disgusting.
That's the problem. It's all bone. It's all your teeth are bone. So it's like
basically, if you committed a Mortal Kombat fatality, that's what it would smell like.
Did you get the dry socket? Have you ever had that?
No, I was fine after that.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, you got the abscess? Gross.
Fucking horrible. Yeah.
You got to re-drill it, right?
No, it was like the bone was showing because the gum didn't like heal over it.
And
I guess I had it done the day after my birthday. And like by
cake.
Friday, like I was like, wow, I feel a little pain. Okay, whatever. By Sunday night, because there's no dentist like on the job during the weekend, by Sunday night, I did not sleep and I was just... up all night,
Derek.
No, this is before we were living.
Hey,
together.
Do they have dentists in Australia?
The worst pain ever.
They just
it
have crocodiles
just
butt you in the head.
What would be a good Australian name for a dentist? I know you like to come up with Australian names for things. Like, what was the wizard bee? What's that?
That would be a bat.
A bat is called a wizard bee, according to Carly in Australia. I wonder how accurate
is. How do they take teeth out in Australia? They fucking hit them with like. Like bricks and shit, those fucking stupid Aussies.
They throw coral reefs at your face.
Bricks.
They fucking hit you with a dead wallaby.
A dead wallaby.
A kangaroo kicks you in the mouth.
Derek's
that
tired.
Probably is it.
No, this is going to be fun to listen to later.
It is.
Yeah.
When it gets posted someday.
Yeah. Too bad last week's show isn't posted yet.
All right,
they're on the site.
Well,
you just can't get to
last Tuesday show was okay. Last Thursday show sucked balls.
Yeah, Thursday show
must
not exist.
Because I checked the directory.
This morning.
Okay. That's why
the 24th should be there.
Excellent. Excellent.
The 24th.
Can we talk about this fucking fat fucking Mexican?
Oh, please.
Is it a Mexican?
I didn't get to see the picture.
You don't want to?
A Mexican tipping the scales at 560 kilograms.
Or?
At 1,234 pounds.
That's a lot of pounds.
Will be listed as...
Wow.
What do you mean, that's his fucking leg.
He's giving birth to another fat person.
He will be listed as the world's fattest man by the Guinness Book of World Records.
He's tiny.
While
bag.
A loss of 200 pounds, or 200 kilos, 440 pounds, may make him the man who lost the most weight.
What?
So he was double records, I guess.
So he was 1,600 pounds before he lost the weight?
No.
No way.
Those are his legs.
No, there was somebody else who lost 700-something pounds.
Peter's so small.
Me.
Dude. Wow. If he wasn't covering his cock with that little bit of, corner of a sheet, his balls and bag would be like my pinky and the tip of my thumb.
You would not be able to see them. See, he wouldn't even be that fat if it wasn't for that whatever that tumor is coming off his
leg. Yeah, it
really
is fucking gross.
He's fat, but not that fat.
He's spawning Vaughn.
He's pretty fucking fat.
I have to see that.
Like bed sores.
If
he's
like Tetsuo at the end of Akira.
I want to suck on a bed sore.
That is like a little like a sack with a little Vaughn in it.
Hey, do they have bed sores in Australia?
Have you seen Akira?
Yes.
The end of it?
Yeah.
Now he's huge.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And he's just rippling and sucking everything in. That's what he looks
basically
like.
Lauren says that's not real.
That can't be
no,
real.
It's real.
Can't be real.
Lauren, I've seen that picture at least 5-6 times. And just seeing it now from a distance, very tiny, like the size of my pinky tip from my full line of view, I almost threw up.
Yeah.
Dude, when he showed it before.
www.darktemplars.com.
What is he covering? Because it's not his penis he's covering.
He's covering, I think, a third hand, another face.
Cause probably.
It's a vagina.
Yeah, that's but his belly would lap over it.
It's Jimmy Hoffa.
His cock and balls has become a vagina.
His groin area just would look like a cave from that distance.
Cave? You're fucking nasty. It's like, but he's so fucking huge that he can't even fit into underwear anymore. He has to live like a fucking toga.
He says, I'm glad to be in the Guinness Book as the fattest man. I am also happy to have lost 200 kilos.
I'm
Manuel Uribe.
Wait, is this another Mexican who has to come out with a small...
Is this the same guy?
The three-piece band?
This isn't the mariachi band guy, is it?
Oh, I hope
so. Wait, he lost...
He was unable to leave his home in Monterey, northern Mexico.
So he was 1,600 pounds? Is that what they're saying?
I guess so.
No way.
He lost 440 pounds.
He's down to 1,200?
Yeah.
that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
How much is a ton?
2,000 pounds. This guy's almost
a ton.
A ton at one point.
Nice. That's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
I think Steve will be that huge in like 2 years. Not you. The other one.
Probably.
His fucking thighs will be that
look
big anyway. The yodels.
How much does that leg weigh alone?
That's unreal.
That leg is like me.
250.
Yeah.
Gotta be about 250.
It really looks like you could see like a normal leg, and then it looks like. Sorry, I switched seats. It looks like there's like 300 pounds attached to each leg.
That's just all fluid in there.
It's like. Oh, it's like Play-Doh at its like most stretchiest. His skin, if he gains any more weight, his skin is just gonna fucking bust.
He's a little chubby.
Little? He can't even get up with those fucking tiny feet of his.
Feet.
He's got cankles upon cankles.
He's got like his toes come out of just this blob of fat.
Yeah, like Vaughn can hardly walk.
He looks
this
like
guy.
A Stay Puft fucking marshmallow man. Shut up.
It looks like hooves.
Basically.
It looks like hooves.
Yeah, it's frightening. It looks like Steve like 3 years ago.
I hate Vaughn in the chat room says,
what is
I'd rather smell that guy's mattress than have to look at Vaughn for 20 seconds.
Thanks, Toucher.
Steve number one is laughing in the bathroom.
Fell off the toilet. He's so funny.
And I hate Vaughn says Vaughn lost weight and turned into a Mexican.
What? Who's that? The Toucher? Toucher's doing two names again. Douche.
Vaughn lost weight and then turned into a Mexican.
Yes.
He lost weight.
Yeah, I got a mariachi band attached to me.
Steve is laughing so hard in the bathroom right now.
No, he's out now.
Oh my God, he's stumbling.
He's stumbling like a drunken asshole.
Where's
the
word ham?
What is he laughing at? That joke from before. Look how retarded he looks, stumbling around with that helmet on.
I hope you're wearing that to White Castle.
I hope you wear that the rest of your
life. I would rather smell his mattress than look.
What a drunken fuck.
It's unbelievable.
He's very drunk.
But he found it very funny.
Funny at the
word. I would rather smell his mattress than look at Vaughn. Is that what he said?
For 20 seconds.
Yes. Why don't you sit down?
Oh
whoa!
God. Oh my God.
I almost got crushed.
He was almost KO'd.
Right there.
He's going to do the bonsai drop.
Oh, come on. I don't want to move everything.
Well, right on the heart of Grand Purse.
Careful.
Careful.
Look at this.
I see you have a necklace now, too.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was the Star of David because the top half was covered.
No, everyone really asks me that. I don't know why. It doesn't look.
Are you Jewish?
It's exactly like the Star of David up until the top. Yes. So your other necklace was kind of over it, or it was like tucked under a little. So it just looked like a giant Star of David.
Steve number two, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I didn't know you were one of the chosen people.
No, I totally kicked his headset out.
I don't think he minds. I don't even think he was paying
attention. She does have a little slightly Julia Louis-Dreyfus looking thing. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
What?
Are you thing okay? going tonight. Just a little bit.
Tonight? How?
Yeah, because the less eye makeup.
She looks so. She don't look like no fucking.
I'm going to bail.
Matt always says that. Matt always says that.
I got to get baby formula.
Yeah,
it's an emergency. Yeah.
Oh, baby's calling. Needs to go.
Aw, what a good dad.
Bye, Steve.
Baby needs formula. Meaning I just want to go home.
What a good daddy.
All right, later, brother.
You're faggot. I would rather sniff his mattress than look at Vaughn.
See you next Tuesday.
All right, cut his mic if you should keep saying
Was that it was funny. Like, I'm in the middle, I'm like falling asleep while I'm pissing, and I hear that, and that wakes me up.
Drunk in McDrunkerton, we know.
I don't care. I really don't give a shit.
It was What's the next story? Tuesday. It was so funny. It was the bee's knees.
See you next
Tuesday.
So
much Tuesday. Hostility
See
tonight.
It was the bee's 10 inches.
Okay.
What do we got, Derek?
Star Jones has admitted that she has had surgery that led to her weight loss.
Hold on. Can we back up just a second here? Star Jones admitted this?
Yeah,
this wasn't just that. That wasn't just what she did?
Yeah.
Like what...
She had been denying it.
But there's no way she could lose like 300 pounds that quickly.
I'm sorry if I'm sitting on you.
No way. Sorry. I don't understand. Over there.
And Lauren tits are now back on camera.
Excellent. Hey, as they should be.
Or for Matt.
Dingle
dong,
dingle dong. Your tits are hanging out.
So
your tits are hanging out.
I saw a girl today that had tits that were the size of Lauren and Christine's combined.
They went from her neck to her belly
combined.
Button.
Combined.
Yeah, neck to belly button, and it spilled out over the side.
And back.
Perfect.
Oh, we were talking about this before. Russ Meyer did all those
Russ
fucking
Meyer,
big
thank
titty,
you.
Thank
you, Vaughn.
Who?
He was famous for casting large-breasted women
I was
for his
asking
movies.
You about this because I thought you might have been
oh,
Swedish.
Oh, Russ
or
Meyer. That doesn't sound Jewish.
It could
Swedish
be.
Or Icelandic, because most of the time, big-titted women always come from those fucking cold-ass countries.
That's, That's
the Nordic countries?
Strictly a myth.
Well, all the fucking movies I remember watching as a kid, they all
largest
came from...
largest press in Europe or in the United Kingdom.
They never spoke fucking English.
Oh.
I'm not cute.
So there's no hope for me?
Why, what happened?
Well, unless
you
get
what
a fucking...
What are
you,
Carly?
Like a...
I'm part of a small boob club.
But what nationalities are you?
Do we have to talk about Carly's boobs?
Carly is English.
Not. I have
Irish.
Scottish. Irish,
German.
And British.
You gotta get
and
German.
Pacific Islander.
German.
It's time. It's time. It's merit.
Steve
Tom,
has decided
Tom,
to write
Tom,
a book about me, apparently.
That's what you are.
I have a lot of respect for Carly, so I don't want to talk about it.
Here we go. What is it?
I'm Irish, German.
Pacific Islander.
I am part Native American, very, very small part. Mm-hmm. Like Derek is Jewish.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, a small part of Derek is Jewish.
And I have English in me. And I was I'm related to Lord Baltimore, who was one of the like colony founders and whatever in Boston.
This is not.
Well, you should be.
So
okay.
Essentially, Carly is perfect.
We'll
stop there.
Carly, you should you should be happy. Most Scottish women are either humongously fat or small.
They're usually extremely like robust women. I guess you could say that.
Are you talking about his mother again?
What?
My mother's not Scottish.
Every
She's
single
not
person.
Scottish.
Every single person I've ever known that was like from Ireland or Scotland is like the nicest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
What is it about those people?
We're good people.
We're salt
like,
of
no,
the
I,
earth.
Like, I know,
you
I know
the weir out of there.
I know Derek and Carly went to Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Scotland.
Like, why are they or Scotland? Why are they so nice? I don't get it.
They're fantastic.
Wait, why are they so happy?
Hold on.
I don't get it.
Wait, they're always full of
because they get a month off vacation.
Yeah, really seriously, like every single person, they were like the most.
Vaughn is raising both of his hands right now.
Sorry, I
and making us
very uncomfortable.
The webcam is probably getting the best show in the whole damn place.
It's looking at Lauren. So.
No, looking at Lauren as she's sitting there squatting in front of it, showing off her titties.
I am not.
You were just. What the hell were you doing then?
I was looking at the computer on the screen.
What?
I wanted to see.
Are you trying
the
to get a better
website.
Shot?
She's like, oh. Let me see what's on the computer.
Yes.
Steve, you're sitting on my foot.
No, your foot is on my ass.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
Well, you stole my seat, so what do you want?
Well, you went to the bathroom.
You should be proud
well,
there,
I had to
Carly.
Pee, I'm sorry.
I'm not sitting in some piece of shit chair over there like Fat Boy was.
I gotta say, I love it when Steve gets drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all do.
If I could get Steve drunk every night and just watch him do what he does.
I would be dead in a year.
Dead in
yes,
a week.
But it would still be very entertaining.
You know, we'd have some sloppy wet pussy that you can fuck.
We'd have some really great shows if he was drunk every night.
Am I still on you? I'm sorry.
I decided to join Steve by drinking like...
Drink the rest of my rum.
I drank a lot of vodka. Where's your rum?
There's a lot of beer in their fridge, though.
Where's your
rum? I bought a six-pack plus her six-pack from last week.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's still there?
Yeah. The
Damn.
Miller's still there.
Shit.
Untouched.
I was good this weekend. I didn't drink as much as
I
tomorrow.
Really... I'm going to drive home tonight, and I don't know if I'm going to make it home.
Okay.
Nice.
One way or another. So watch the fuck out.
Wait, when you guys went to that comedy show on Saturday, was he this shit-faced?
No,
no
I barely even drank.
Sad Sack had to wait for us to buy him drinks.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I go to the bathroom, I come back, everybody's like drinking. I'm like, oh, where's mine?
So I ended up buying him a drink because he looked so sad.
Yeah, well, what the fuck? Come on. I'm like, I'm not.
You were mid conversation.
I don't have herpes or something. Come on.
You were mid conversation. I was going to interrupt your conversation.
Yeah,
me and Lauren went directly to the bar.
With Joe? But that doesn't mean shit.
Oh, snap.
Oh, Joe was a lot of fun, though.
He was, though. He was definitely a lot of fun.
We like Joe.
Hell yeah, Joe was awesome.
We should get him on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Show you.
Hey, when is the My Jovi guy coming in? Or calling?
I don't know. Actually, I was going to ask you that. When
we
did
have to
you
set up a date.
Yeah, we have to set that up.
We'll have to talk about that.
I hope he's not allergic to birds or dogs.
No.
I don't know.
I hope he's not allergic to
racist
humor.
I don't know if
you
want to call in or come in.
Probably
it's
rather call in. I don't
up
think,
to you.
Coming in, I picture that a little weird. Yeah, that would be a little awkward.
A little weird.
Welcome to our apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
Some like
our
Dominican guy.
Apartment.
Yeah. Some Dominican guy in like
at
a
least
suit.
At least like this way, if he calls in, we can give the illusion of a professional internet radio show.
We'll have them fooled good.
Yeah. Yep. At least Joe Conte knows we're just a bunch of fat fucks with it.
That's true.
I can't wait until he comes.
He's
here,
a lot
really.
Of fun. We liked him.
He was great. I really
he was
him.
Funny James even here. When we went outside after the show,
oh,
off stage, he was hilarious.
Yeah, he was. He was telling us funny stories.
He will totally fit into the show.
You guys like, really like him.
He might be your Vaughn's replacement.
Okay.
Ooh. He's got his own show, jackass.
But he needs more time.
And Kenny from Conte and Kenny was on ONA yesterday.
I never met him.
Really?
Yeah. I was listening to ONA. I was driving around, and they had a comedian Kenny in the studio, and I didn't know who it was. And then at the end, they asked him the plug, and he said he had his radio show, Conte and Kenny. I was like, holy shit.
Nice.
I didn't realize it was him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Fairness.
So they're fucking going places.
Yes.
Big thing happening.
Well,
we're sitting here in this shitty apartment
well,
in Middletown, New Jersey.
Listen to me. The two of them are very the whole
nice apartment, but shitty show.
No,
I
just gave out
Middle this
the fucking town.
What does it matter? Who gives a fuck?
No one's gonna come to this shithole.
No, they're all gonna come to his job because
good.
Oh, where?
Good. Says. Good.
Well, how many of them are around here for real? Come on.
Mm-hmm. You got to be rich to shop at my job.
It's true.
Derek, can you call Joe and see if he'll do the show on Thursday? Maybe.
Maybe.
He
cool.
might be sleeping right now.
Actually,
no, not now.
That's your guys' job. You are the two producers.
Yes, we are.
We've done a very good job now.
We got a producer
good
and
job,
a talent
Carly.
Scout.
Where? Talent scout?
I had somebody that I was thinking, but I'll talk to Lauren after the show about it.
I have
maybe
someone else
on.
Also.
Oh, we're so good.
I have.
Oh, God, please don't be anything gay.
I have a local comedian.
Yeah, what happened to your buddy?
I have to talk to him. I haven't got a chance to yet.
I have
Who's
someone
that?
That's worked with Joe Conte that's a stand-up comedian.
I have a like a sketch comedy troupe, like one person in particular from it that I want.
A whole sketch
That's
comedy.
That's basically
troupe.
What
they've been. They were showcased on VH1.
Nice.
A whole troupe.
Is that good?
No. Well, yeah, the whole troupe, but I just want one of them.
I don't think we can do sketch comedy in this place.
Sure, we can.
We
sure.
can either have a call in or one of them.
All right,
in.
Give me a profession, a name, and an animal.
Garbage man.
Nah, I give up.
Carpenter.
Carpenter, Steve.
Tiger.
You said animal.
Kangaroo.
Hey, I'm Steve. I'm a carpenter.
My last name is Dingo.
It ate my baby.
Why are we doing this?
We could do sketch comedy.
Yeah, we ruined it.
Yeah.
Next.
We're doing it. It's called a workshop, Vaughn.
Yeah, okay.
You don't like the sketch comedy?
Christine looks so angry.
She's still pissed?
Oh, she's back?
She
yeah.
might be mad still.
Yeah, she looks.
Show us
she's got
titties.
Such a puss on her face.
Hi, Christine.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Chris?
She's got such a tit on her face.
Wow. Sad.
You can see her face past her tits.
Whoa.
They're very big.
We know what Carly's looking at.
I saw her in person. They were very big.
Yeah. You got such a tit on your chest.
She has very dainty hands.
I mean,
dainty.
She does.
I'm the only one that was looking at her hands.
No, I was too. Like a child.
You have, like baby hands.
Like a child. You sound like fucking, what's his name from Ghostbusters 2?
Oh, God.
Like a child.
You
oh,
made
that
the baby.
The guy
he is
that was
Vigo.
The lawyer in
He is Double D.
He is Double Deagle.
Allie McBeal guy. Peter Nichols,
Peter
right?
McNichol.
McNichols.
He is Double Vigo.
Look at this. Look at him. He's like bowed out on the couch. Look at this.
He's done.
He really is.
He's got the papers around him.
Can
He's
you
like
get a
bum.
Close up of him?
I got these two on cam.
Oh, are you doing a book
yeah.
list? Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
So, Steve, see.
Fucking Steve.
Steve, CCOM?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You want to go?
Sure.
Let's go.
All right, why don't you fill everybody in on what this is?
No inside shit. What are you talking about?
CECOM is a giant abandoned army office building near my house.
I call it my castle.
That me and Carly have both been in separate times.
Numerous times, though.
But I really like, it's like, seriously, it's unbelievable. I love that kind of shit. You know?
When is it coming down?
We're in New Jersey. Probably sometime this year.
Yeah.
So I really want to go.
We gotta get our time in.
Me and Carly were like, oh, yeah, oh, cool, I've been there, you know, whatever. Like, been trying to set up a time, and it's just not happening.
Wait, what is it exactly?
It's like a six-story office building.
It's
abandoned
wide.
By the United States military.
Mm-hmm. It's like a big old wall.
The parking lot's like three football fields between the front and the back.
Seriously, yeah. It would take, if you walked around the building at like a medium pace, it would take you like 3 minutes to walk around.
Where is this?
It's
takes
huge.
A while.
It's in Tinton Falls.
Yeah. It's got and this it's, building's
it's creepy.
Got girth.
It's like a Silent Hill sort of thing.
Yeah. Ooh, I want to do this on Saturday.
And you're going inside?
Yeah we've been inside.
We should do this Saturday.
I was in there one
we
time.
We should do this.
And when I came out,
and Derek and I
there was a dog
right,
eating
die.
A deer's
I'm not going
head.
In there.
And
no.
It was the most creepy thing I've ever seen in my life.
There's like
there was just
in
this
there.
Dog devouring a deer's head.
Oh.
Nice.
And I was just like, I shouldn't.
And that was Vaughn.
Here.
That's how he got on the show.
Yeah, you're going
Hey, you want to do a radio show?
I'm definitely going back. I have to go back. I got to go back one more time. Yeah. Just to remember it, just to, you know.
Good deer.
Take some pictures.
Yeah,
Dad, bond
you should
with
take
it a
pictures.
Take some pictures.
See what
just
shows up.
Reminisce.
No, if you want to go tomorrow, we'll go.
Yeah, all right.
We'll go. I won't be drunk, so we'll be fine.
We can get drunk afterwards when we tell stories.
Exactly.
Or during.
Or inside.
I need some,
no,
like,
that's a bad idea.
Excitement, some exhilaration in my life.
All right, let's go.
Not drinking like you have been?
You do need an extremely high-powered flashlight.
I have a 300 million power candle.
300 million power? I have a sun in my pocket.
300. Derek.
I got a little portable
Derek,
sun.
Derek, you've seen
me.
My 300 million candle-powered flashlight.
300 million?
Like, for me.
Oh, three.
For me, okay.
Three.
Like,
I'm drunk,
all right.
Too.
For me, like, the sun.
It's 3
for
million.
For me, yeah, I went there alone, right?
If everyone on Earth had a candle.
Yeah.
Yeah. If every gook in China had a
3
candle.
Million.
Wow.
It's and 3 million, but
and they're dead
lot.
How about if every
babies.
Person in the United States held a candle?
Okay, whatever. What were you saying, right. Carly?
Like,
everyone was served by McDonald's. The candle.
99 billion. That's
like,
ridiculous.
I went there, right? And I was on the first floor, and it's just like busted up. Fuck. Every window's busted out. Paintball. Spots all over the place, you know, like
thick layer of dust,
like
dead
people
animals
have been
everywhere.
There. Yeah, there's like all crazy shit, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go upstairs. I'm going to the next floor,
third floor,
and I go into the I go into the stairway, and it's pure pitch black. And I have this shitty little flashlight. I couldn't see anything.
Nope.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not going upstairs because I can't see anything. I could fall through a fucking hole in the floor.
It's true.
You know?
See, you missed a good time. We found I guess maybe before everyone else discovered this place, we found fire extinguishers, and we were just shooting them off everywhere because no one was there to stop us.
It's true. Nice. Meanwhile, the wrecking balls are right outside waiting.
Meanwhile, the police are outside.
They got Vaughn on a rope outside waiting.
There's
I'm attached to a hoagie. Yeah.
You got Vaughn's balls hanging out.
There's so much room in this place and the
it has an underground. It's sick. It's unbelievable.
The
it's
underground
so big.
Is falling apart, though.
It's definitely scary. I wouldn't be surprised if there was bums living in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't want to go in there alone, because who the fuck knows who's in there.
So take your bodyguard.
So let me take a small little girl inside.
Bring a little camera with you, and it'll be like the new...
definitely... Like, when I go there, I'm going to be strapped with a knife or a bat or something.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Christine says this building is Vaughn-sized.
Yeah, Vaughn whatever. Could fit in there semi-comfortably.
Whatever
they call it, the code name was Vaughn.
I'm kidding.
Whatever their fat ass said, the building is inside Vaughn.
Who's fat ass?
And then Toucher, or I Hate Vaughn, said if every pound of Vaughn held 10 candles.
I'm not that
Christine
big,
said
you
there's not enough candles in the world for that.
Oh, now she's going to take her hatred out on me. Huh?
If every alien that ever visited Earth
no,
fucking
no
held
candles
a candle.
Near Vaughn, he's sweating grease all the time.
Who said that?
It's Toucher.
What a name, Fatass.
He's sweating Aquanet.
Fatass is pretty funny.
Well, yeah.
But
it's probably Eric or something.
It's probably Eric.
Yeah.
Because he can get on this
maybe
chat room.
Maybe it's I
now.
Love poop.
Wait. Now I know why they changed the user plane. Because Eric kept coming in different fucking email addresses sending fucking, I can't get on. I can't get on every fucking thing.
Good one.
Yeah, because
you're sitting on
All right.
So Star Jones had surgery.
She's fat and she's fat.
So she's not a fat black woman anymore. Stomach?
She is one of the only people I have ever seen that looked better fat.
It's true.
She looks like a dead horse.
She looks horrific.
I'm trying to say because she's black, she looks like a dead horse?
No, she just got a long, like, sunken in, skinny face.
She's got a praying mantis face.
You could just fuck one of her rolls.
Just look at her neck. It's all concave.
I hate her.
It's disgusting.
She is a praying mantis.
She still looks fat in that picture from here.
Uh-huh. Like, you ever try to have sex with a girl and she's not wet, so you need lube or, like, a condom?
What?
You just have sex with one of her rolls, they're always sweaty. So it doesn't matter.
You are sick, sir.
Oh, my God.
And you want to go to a dilapidated building with this madman?
Not going
to
have sex with him.
Yeah, well, he might just turn into like some fucking like, fucking pyramid head over here.
Oh, no.
So, Star Jones is gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White Dwarfs Jones.
Brown Dwarf. She's been downgraded.
Or planet. Looks like she had surgery on her head, too, because her head used to be very massive.
Well, it still is really big. It's like
her body is thick and her head is dead, like skinny and something.
She looks like a corpse.
She looks like someone's just old black mom. Like there's nothing attractive about her.
Here, have some cookies.
Oh, yeah. Have a cookie. I know Star Jones won't eat it. After you finish it, she'll be right as rain.
I remember hearing stories about her.
Twice the size of her stomach now.
I remember hearing stories about her when she was bigger, that she used to go into Philly and just like...
You've gone over this before on the show.
Like buy places out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've talked about this uninterestingly on the show before.
Wow!
And then we basically said there's no way that
there's no way.
Douche!
How many did we say a cheesesteak place would make? Like...
fucking 50, hundreds.
50 to 100, we'll say, on like a small vendor.
Jim Steaks is just boxes and boxes of bread.
Okay.
And piles of meat.
So 200 cheesesteaks a day?
I love Jim Steaks.
Probably.
Okay. She'd buy out all of them? Steak.
Yeah.
What, just bring them home and keep a backup? Like, what? What is she? Why would she
fucking
even bother doing that? I don't understand. Like,
she'd fill a swimming pool up with them. The fuck do I know?
I picture her as a closet eater.
She was a fucking vomitous, disgusting, massive bitch.
And you know what? Now she's all of that minus the massive.
Yes.
She looks like Michael Dorn.
Wow.
From right here.
Wow.
Michael Dorn?
Worf.
That's a Star Trek.
From Star Trek.
Oh, Michael Worf.
No, Michael Dorn.
Michael Dorn.
That's his real name.
She looks like Michael Dorn.
She looks like one of the
Klingon.
Yes. She looks like one of the dogs that Michael Vick beat up before he threw into the wall.
Hey, I'm still mad about that.
So am I.
I still really want to smash his face with a sledgehammer.
I won't be happy until he's
smash.
Dead.
He should be dead. Mm-hmm. He should be dead.
Please bring him to me now.
Well, the NAACP is coming to his defense.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Why? Wow. What do they have to do with it?
Because his granddaddy was a slave, so he can punish anything.
They're basically saying not to jump to conclusions until he's had a fair trial.
Well, then how does that happen?
Because he's a nigger. That's why.
Wow.
That was Vaughn. V-A-U.
Thank you for fucking did it.
NAACP.
Did you see that stupid spoof with Lindsay Lohan and him?
What happened?
No.
They were saying like I don't know, it was on E or something. It was they're like, this is what Lindsay was really doing during that car chase, and it was like her with like stuffed animal pit bulls and that Vic guy in the car with her.
Was it that Photoshop picture where it looks like he just popped out of nowhere?
Exactly.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, now they should both die.
I was dead. Like, the E is not even trying anymore. They fucking like it was such a hacked fucking Photoshop job. What?
What the fuck?
All I hear is...
What the fuck?
All I
hear...
Don't worry about it, Vaughn. Go on. Hack Photoshop job.
Yes.
No. Please,
it was.
Please tell me what five people on the chat are going to sit there and rip me apart about. Go ahead.
You mean three.
Anybody got something to say about Vaughn, you say it to me because I love Vaughn.
Wow.
All right? Bottom line.
I like Vaughn. I'm going to make a t-shirt.
I like Vaughn.
All right.
I got Vaughn's
back. No, because I only saw you laugh.
I make you all
something.
T-shirts.
I was laughing at Steve, but whatever.
I just said that.
Oh, I just saw you freaking look at the screen. No.
That's because Steve's on the
camera. So anyway... Star Jones,
dead.
She apparently had
she did
surgery.
Yeah, Michael Vick
deserves to be dead.
Okay,
why don't we shove Star
Jones? I would
Jones
kill
up
him
Michael
if
Vick's
I met
ass.
Him.
Oh. I would
will.
No. I would shrink Michael Vick and then plant him in Michael Moore's asshole.
What?
Wow.
So that's where he
How's
had
Michael
lived
Morgan involved in
because he hates him
because his name is Michael too.
Uh-huh. Little Mikey Moore.
Mikey Moore.
Well, I just have to take a big shit, and then Michael Moore would have to, like, eat it. He would have to stand there as it passed through him.
I'm sorry, but Michael Vick, like, they found, like,
don't be
how
sorry.
Many dog kennels?
Don't be sorry.
In like his, like, cousin's
like
house, and how many people have seen him involved in this?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and it's innocent until proven guilty?
Can we take Star Jones off the computer screen, please?
I know. I would rather look at that 1,200-pound man than her.
I thought Michael Vick
should be fed to that 1,200 pound
I would rather
man.
Look at Adolf Hitler than that.
Wow.
Because Michael Vick is a despicable, terrible...
Mm-hmm. Whoa. You just said spick. You're a racist.
Yeah.
Despicable.
You just called him spick.
No, you said spick.
I said despicable.
No, you said spick.
He's not even a spick, though.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You said spick.
You said despicable. I mean, that's what
He's
just said.
Nothing
that's
but
what
an
I heard.
Untalented cotton-picking asshole.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Vaughn the mailman just said that.
Yep. He should be dead.
I agree.
Anyway.
Anyone else agree besides
yes.
Matt?
All
yes. Everyone?
And next story.
Derek agrees.
What did he do?
The dog.
He went to the movies.
He was serving dogs to dogs.
Derek's just raising his hand because he's black.
Yeah.
So, yep, that's it.
He's 1.2%.
Get the truck. Get the truck and the rope. Not the nice rope, the one that burns you.
What is it? What's her name? Nicole Richie go to? Didn't she go into jail?
Yeah,
she's
pregnant.
Going to jail.
Like for 90 hours.
Pregnant.
Sorry. 90 hours.
Sorry.
She's worried about the pregnancy.
I didn't mean that.
Dude, how could she be pregnant? She's fucking what? She weigh like 12 pounds.
She was something like I think like 8.3 pounds last time.
This baby's gonna be like not even a kilo.
It'd
what
be
the
bigger
fuck?
Than her.
Her kid's gonna have problems because she has problems, obviously.
Yeah, but well, what? No, listen to me. They put her in jail. It's for 90 hours. What
that's
is
it.
How many days is that? 5 days?
Five days.
Four and a half days?
Less than 4 days.
Well, 72 hours is three.
Wow. I can't believe I just read that.
What?
A Brooklyn jury yesterday
wow.
acquitted a young mother of smothering to death her twin infant sons as they lay in their crib, convicting her instead of misdemeanor child endangerment.
Really?
So the kids aren't dead then, is what you're saying.
They didn't
die.
They're just ghosts.
They didn't die. They're still chilling around.
Fucking poltergeist.
The mother, Ingrid Marturin.
Ingrid?
Was sentenced to maximum 2 years.
That's it?
So you can kill babies and that's all you get?
That's about
Dude,
it.
Like, I'm going to do that now.
Oh, no.
Like, why
this
not?
This is recorded, remember?
You know what's funny? On this webcam, it's got a little thing where it kind of zooms in on the person's face. And it's working pretty well. With Lauren here, and it just zoomed in on her breasts.
Oh, by accident. Yeah, Derek had nothing to do with that.
I'm not touching it. It does it by
it
itself.
It automatically finds faces?
Yeah.
So it's
and zooms in on it. So apparently her breasts have a life of their own.
Paperwork. Smiling breasts.
It automatically finds nips.
I just happened to look up, and it zoomed in right on her tits. I'm like, they're going to think I'm doing that, but I wasn't.
They're going to think I am doing that because I am, but I'm not going to pretend like
I'm. Are we done?
Yeah, let's end it.
Okay, Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, look at the time.
It is midnight. Whoops.
All right.
No offense, we're not going late.
That's it.
Some people have to be at work in like 2 hours.
No, now.
Minutes.
<One hour. laughs>